news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following presentation is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network, home to a vast array of sports and entertainment podcasts, including Two and a Half Wrestlers, Neckbreaker, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Inconclusive Breakdown, Midnight Jury, After Midnight, Apex Radio, and The Shining Wizards. Plus exclusive shows Thursday Night Destruction and Kevin Gill's King of Indies podcast. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Audio Boom, and at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
Getting you.
Really? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and everyone in between, this is your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. We are on a Sunday, the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. As always, your gracious host, the Impact Player, your blue collar scholar, Mr. Philly Ray, and I am always joined by
the Mega Powers.
And we have some very special guests in the studio. Guest number one, say hello.
Yeah, it's Big Sexy Tank.
Oh, guest number two is the co-host of the Rant and Wrestling Show every Monday night, 11:15 on Rant. Cheap plug, you are?
I am the motherfucker that they call Rage.
That's right, the motherfucker who looks like a fucking Rainbow Bright hit Harlem. That's
he looks like today. Doink the Clown and Bertha Faye had a child.
The freak is in this building.
The freak is in the building,
bitches. Wait, look at the color of his hat.
Yeah, he looks like fucking the
Doink.
He's the Black Rainbow Bright.
Black Doink.
That's it.
Right.
Nice Zumba pants, Rage.
Rage is looking svelte today, by the way. We are live, Dave.
We are live.
Rant Entertainment Radio, Rant EM Radio. We are a Shining Wizards Network production, and this is our WrestleMania special.
WrestleMania.
I can't say it like you can. You got that fucking, that, you know, it goes deep.
Grizzled
in the,
voice.
Yeah, it goes deep in the cockles there. Yeah. So.
The cockles, huh?
So what's going on? Yeah. What's going on, boys?
I'm fucking happy.
Glad you're happy to be here? Thanks for showing up today. I really appreciate
it. Glad this day is here. Glad to be hanging with people. It's just a day to celebrate wrestling, a day to celebrate being a wrestling fan.
Right. Let's see.
I don't hear Rage.
Yeah,
well,
Rage,
man.
Talk into your mic a little bit more.
You.
How about
me? There we go.
Go ahead.
Yo!
All right, yeah, you got to be a little more louder because those are rented mics. you have a rented mic. You have a cheap mic, and I have the other mics because I've had them.
Well,
so.
You know I'm cheap.
No, yeah.
He's cheap. He's used, and he's available.
Yeah, with his fucking Mountain Dew poison that he's drinking.
Don't shit on the Mountain Dew.
I gotta tell you,
it's a good flavor.
Tommy's been a Mountain Dew connoisseur.
I'm just not a fan of the Code Red.
That's Tommy's been a Mountain Dew connoisseur for like 20 years, and every time a new flavor comes out, he gets all excited.
Well,
oh yeah, why not?
I think it's funny because I had there's like some Asian person that said to me like, "You white people get real excited about Mountain Dew, don't you?" I'm like,
what?
Yeah, it's great.
You should have said, "Nigga, please." That's what you should have said. I used to get excited about Slurpee flavors because we didn't have 7-Elevens in our neck of the woods for like forever.
Yeah.
And then when they finally opened them, we'd be on the ambulance doing some volunteer work, and he'd be dispatching, I'd be on the road. We'd all like that's the first thing we do is go available with the radio, let everybody know we're in the system, and we'd drive over to Mr. X said punch Rage in the neck.
Wow.
You see, I told you.
So we would go to the 7-Eleven to get snacks.
Well,
and
we already lost like 5 listeners because of Rage.
Wow. Thanks, Rage. Good job.
Well, at least it wasn't me.
All right. So let's get right into it.
One chatter said, I didn't know Rage was still alive.
Nobody's in the room. Josh. Let's see, who else is in there? I got a lot of people in there today.
I got a few people.
I got a few people there.
Yes, Rage the Almighty. Thank you.
Dr. Doom? That's a cool name.
Dr. Doom?
Dr. Doom.
Dr. Doom.
Wow.
Dr. Doom.
I love Dr. Doom. I wore a shirt the other day to work. I got a Dr. Doom shirt. Anyway.
It goes great with your Count Duckula cape.
Yeah, well.
Don't knock Count Duckula.
You don't blow my spot up, man. What's wrong with you? We're not breaking the fourth wall for everything.
Oh, you do have the orange mic today, so.
I do have the orange mic today. That's what we're all about today. A third of us saw the Hall of Fame last night. I didn't catch it from the beginning. Like I was telling Rage in pre-production, I went into, I caught it when I got home from my outing. But I got to tell you, I was, for the most part, I was impressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I think at this stage of the game, they have it more organized than they did the first couple of years.
Well, I think
about
they had
time.
Yeah.
I think they had like too many people this year. There's nine people, you know, separate inductions.
Oh, okay, I see what you mean.
And well, Bushwhackers, there was like two people, and for the Warrior Award, there was three people that, you know, did speeches. So ran a tad late. It doesn't matter to us, but you know, for them, they actually have a curfew in the arena. And once the curfew goes over, they have to spend thousands of dollars more for going over the curfew.
Yeah.
So for them, they need to, you know, wrap things up. But for normal fans, it was a tad long. I enjoyed it. Well, it's just kind of expected, you know, whatever's going to happen at these Hall of Fames is just what's going to happen.
I came in at like 9:30, 10 o'clock. I texted AA. I'm like, what's up? Did I miss anything? He goes, you missed three good inductions. So I came home when they did the Connor thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what a tearjerker, man.
Yes, it was.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was fighting hard, man, to keep it in. But Daniel Bryan brought that speech home.
Yeah, he brought it home, and he had to keep his hand in his pocket from not crying, apparently. Yeah. That was the whole shtick of it. Are you all right over there, Mega Powers? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Is the mic all right? Okay. Yeah.
You sure it was to keep his hands in his pocket from crying? Or
oh,
doing...
no, he wasn't
oh,
playing.
Oh, come on.
What
you
doing? Pervert.
Have some respect.
Pervert. No, he was, dude, he was legit broken up. And he even told the crowd, like, you know, don't cheer for me, cheer for him. And what I do is not real. What he did was real. Like, he was, he broke. Broke all sorts of walls. He broke kayfabe last night. He was all about it last night.
Yeah,
and not for nothing, this class wasn't as big as that Jesse Ventura class.
The Jesse Ventura class, that was 2004, right?
Yeah,
I think so.
I think that was only six or
11.
Eight. There was 11. Wow.
What?
Yeah.
You know what? I think you know you Tank has the he like he's like all about the Hall of Fame every year. Like, we'll have discussions throughout the year. How come so-and-so is not in the Hall of Fame? How come so-and-so is not in the Hall of Fame? And I keep telling people, I don't put a lot of emphasis into the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
I just appreciate it more now because of A, they put it on the WWE, the DVDs with WrestleMania, B, it's on the network now. So I think I have more of an appreciation for it now than I ever did. By the way, we're taking calls in a little while, 718-878-6394. It's scrolling on top of the screen if you're in the chat room. I'll post it in a few minutes if you're not. But anyway, but yeah, you put a lot of emphasis on the Hall of Fame, and this, I think it goes by a bunch of, for me, I don't know how the reasoning is. People are like, oh, the Bushwhackers. I'm like, yeah, the Bushwhackers. I mean,
I don't know why people were shitting on the Bushwhackers to be in the Hall of Fame. That's like, come on. Well, those guys were so entertaining back then.
Yeah.
And they were extremely entertaining last night. That was probably one of my favorite speeches.
They tried to hold their gimmick together, which I mean, what you can appreciate. I really enjoyed it. I don't know. People who shit on it really just need to ease up a little bit.
A lot of the people go for the nostalgia end. Why did Rikishi go in? Rikishi didn't go in as the
Samu and the Head Shrinkers and all
the
that.
Head Shrinkers and everything. Why did Nash go in as Diesel, not Kevin Nash?
Well, he went in as Kevin Nash.
Yeah, but they originally when they started showing the clips,
it was mainly Diesel.
It was mainly Diesel. They didn't show Vinny Vegas or Oz. Well, they actually did he asked for the picture and they showed the pictures. He actually told the story on how he was presented with the Oz character.
Yeah.
It was Dusty. Dusty.
Did make a kid, brother?
Can you imagine? Listen, I got this idea. We're going to put you in this mask, if you will. And then we're going to make it like a big cape, daddy. And, you know, listen, Dusty could sell salt to a slug.
Yeah.
You know, he's that kind of guy. I could see all these shitty gimmicks Dusty tried putting on people, man.
Isn't that called TNA?
No, well, no. It's listen, before you knock TNA, Dusty Rhodes is one of my. You know, Dusty Rhodes is my hero.
Yes,
but he also had the book, and he also had some shitty gimmicks in WCW for these guys.
Dusty
and,
is your Hulk Hogan.
He is my Hulk Hogan. Yes, that's right. You're absolutely right. But he, I'll be the first to say he had some very shitty gimmicks for these poor guys.
Yeah.
All right, we're getting back to the Hall of Fame. My least favorite was Larry Zbysko. I thought it was of course, seeing Bruno was amazing. I love Bruno Sammartino. Yeah. He's our hero in New York.
And that was the one I was looking forward to, even though I missed the whole damn
show. Bruno did him good. Okay. Bruno did him good.
Bruno put him over?
Did. He did. He put him over like fucking Rover.
He put everybody over.
Bruno put everybody over. Even Arnold Schwarzenegger he put over.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger didn't shit the bed?
Nope. Arnold was good.
No, Arnold's always good. The guy was governor.
Yeah, we'll get into him in a second. But what bothered me with Zbysko was he didn't have a speech.
Which means that was a surprise then.
No, no. He said he didn't want to write a speech because he thought he could do everything from memory. And
how old is Zbysko now?
He's got if Bruno
wait
is
a
80,
second, wait a second.
Bruno's like 93.
He's 80, so he's got to be like my mom.
I think
like, by 60.
Wait a second. I think the case with Zbysko was he wasn't expecting to be as overwhelmed as he was.
Right, but
he did get his shit together towards the end of.
Dude,
his speech.
He didn't have his speech. Oh, he kept repeating himself. He kept repeating himself about Bruno.
Once he maintained his composure, the rest of his speech was great. Especially getting stabbed in the ass by fans.
What did Mr. X say about Triple H?
Let's make the sense of Arnold going in speech. Very awkward part of the show. What's that, Rage?
I sort of agree with that.
You sort of agree with that?
His Triple H's induction speech for Arnold was a little awkward.
Well, that was a one for one because of Triple H going into that other Hall
of
Fame.
That good point, Tank. Yeah. That also, and the fact that I think. And I'll agree with you and Mr. X to an extent. I think Triple H explaining the celebrity wing of the Hall of Fame kind of got him off the hook.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if that makes sense to you, you know? But it's, I don't know. For me, I thought that was, the Zbysko thing was terrible. The Conor thing was amazing. The Warrior's wife was way too long. She really wanted to get her point across, and she really, I think this was her. She said, like, you know, you can't really move on. You have to move forward. And she really made a point of saying that.
And WWE really went out of their way for that whole family.
They did. That statue.
And they didn't have to. They did not have to. But they
and
did.
I think, you know why I think that? I think Triple H, and I talked about this with Double A briefly yesterday on the Vince McMahon panel. I think that when Vince finally steps down, whenever that is going to be.
Yeah.
Triple H has an idea of where the company should be. He's not totally oblivious to what's going on. As bad as the product is at times, I think between NXT, him recruiting all the top indie talent on the planet, between those two things alone and making men's with Warrior, making men's with Bruno, I think that's the stepping stone of what the company is
going to do. Don't forget mending fences with Savage.
And Savage, yeah. I totally forgot about that. Good point. So I think that is, you know, that aspect is good. So I think Triple H explaining himself before he awkwardly inducted Arnold, and Arnold was great. Medusa was awesome. Alundra Blaze,
That was really
Medusa,
good.
Medusa, oh my god,
she put over good. Everybody, gave everybody their props, gave props to the fucking to All Japan, New Japan.
Everybody.
She mentioned, she name dropped a bunch of people.
She was so happy on her Facebook page.
Yeah.
And she brought the title out in a garbage can.
That was great.
So it came out of the garbage can.
Yes, it was presented inside of the garbage can. She was looking for stuff, but she pulled out like a bra. She's like, I hate wrestlers wearing bras in the ring. And then she pulled out some other shit, and then she pulled out the women's championship.
Past is in the room.
Oh, good. Yeah, man. Fresh out of the church? Me too, man. I did some worshiping today, too.
If he ever calls into the show, we'll play the Amen theme.
Yeah, we're not doing that until he calls in.
Yeah.
So
as much as I want to hear it, we're
it's
not
WrestleMania
playing
WrestleMania weekend, Pastor. You better be calling in.
Yeah.
You know, he was supposed to do a sermon for Black History Month. That didn't happen.
Well, there's some stuff going on in his part of the world, so let's... He needs to
bless black wrestling.
All right,
it's part of it.
When the National Guard's out every damn minute of the day,
they're having a bad time over there with that fucking nonsense of Ferguson. So,
All right. So let's see what's good. So Arnold, we talked about. Medusa was great. The Bushwhackers, let me tell you. And I told you Johnny Ace was going to put them in.
Yeah, you did.
I told you that, too. I told all of you that.
Yeah.
And I thought that was perfect.
It was perfect. They were their first manager, wasn't he?
Not really their manager. Well, it was their flag bearer.
Flag bearer, and that's how he got a break into wrestling.
Yeah,
with the Sheepherders.
Yeah, man, it was really good. And listen, speaking of the Sheepherders, I want to, just before I forget, there were two people on Facebook and Twitter that were shitting on what was going on yesterday. First, we'll get into, we talked about the Sheepherders, and Bobby Fulton from the Fantastics has been very, very active on social media about him not getting royalties for showing his shit on a network. Now he's pissing and moaning because the Bushwhackers didn't acknowledge the major bloody feud that the Sheepherders had with the Fantastics back in the day in Mid-Atlantic. Come on, Bobby. Get over yourself. But then he follows it up with, I still love you guys. Dude, come on, man.
Shits on him, but he still loves him.
That is fucking petty.
It's petty, man. Let it go. Like, let it go. There's no reason for you.
It's their fucking time.
Be happy for your peers, man. Be happy for your peers. If you, maybe, you don't, how do you know one day him and Tommy Rogers don't get the call? They abducted everybody at one point. It may take another 10 years.
Yeah.
But the Fantastics were a minute part of that tag team scheme. Don't get me wrong. They were a good tag team, but there was a crop of really good tag teams back then. You know? So, Tony C in the chat room. Black Hammer. Good afternoon.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
How are you
doing?
Hello,
Kermit.
Yeah, I was about to say that. How are you doing, Kermit?
Dave had a hard on when she talked about Japan. Speaking of Medusa, Dave.
Oh, come on!
Did you pop a chubby?
No.
Okay.
So, holy shit!
No, we talked.
She
about
was kind of she looked like she had some work done on her face.
We talked. Me, Rex, and Surfer. We were talking, and we made like we thought that like Alundra Blaze looked a lot sexier and hotter now than she did back then. I don't know if you guys agree with that.
Well, Dave said she had some work done. I'm not going to put... She's 50 years old.
I think
she's,
Luke from Bushwhackers had some work done,
on
too.
On his hair. He had hair club from...
He had that mohawk.
Probably hit up Cy Sperling, you know, from WrestleMania 10.
But she looked fuckable.
Yeah, and her dress was open on the bottom.
Yeah.
So she had to keep holding it to bend over or her fun bags were going to pop out.
Oh, my God.
So... You know, and then we'll talk about Rikishi for a second. Spoke about this in pre-production. Rikishi's whole family was there.
They had a whole Samoan section.
Dude,
there.
The Samoan Tyler Perry picnic, they had called it. It was like, it was the entire, I was like, whoa. Like the entire, everybody
almost
was there.
Almost everybody was there.
Except for The Rock. Except Rock's for, mom.
I didn't see Rocky Dwayne. Johnson, though.
So basically, it was the whole Jacksonville Jaguars.
ring the bell. Ring the bell.
Really?
That's fucked up.
I got some Jaguars swag. I got family in Jacksonville. I like the colors. You know?
Yeah, right.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
Bless that team.
They got a terrible fan base. I feel bad for them. They
moving to Vegas.
Yeah, no, they're not moving. Nobody's going to Vegas. That's another show. Anyway.
Tatsumi then, Fujinami.
Well, I just want to finish Rikishi real quick.
All right.
And then of course Scotty Too Hotty goes on Twitter pissing him on about Too Cool.
Yeah, you know, that guy is such a weirdo.
Get over yourself, man.
How do you get on Twitter in between fire jobs?
Yeah, well, listen, we're all first responders. We use Twitter, too. I tweet all the time. Everybody tweets now. Everybody's a Twitter guy.
Nobody was supposed to know you were tweeting in between patients on runs into the hospital.
I'm broken kayfabe. Who cares? I'm breaking EMS kayfabe. Eat a bag of dicks. What do you want me to tell you? But, yeah, so guys, really, come on, get over yourselves. Life ain't that bad. You got yourself a nice career. You're on TV all the time now. Come on, man.
Yeah.
How dope is that? That your career now gets to relived by remote control every single day.
You think Scotty will ever be inducted?
As Too Cool? I don't see why not. They're inducting everybody else.
Yeah.
I mean, it might take another 10, 20 years, but you know what? How awesome is it that
they're not scraping the bottom of the barrel?
No,
yet,
not at all. Because Rage, there's so many other people that haven't gotten in yet.
Ray Stevens.
Oh, Ray Stevens.
Endless.
Rick Rude. There's so many people that didn't get in yet.
Don't get me started about Bam Bam.
There's a lot of Rick Rude love last night.
Yeah.
Kevin Nash, Medusa.
Yeah.
I think there's somebody else who may have mentioned
Rick Rude.
Rick
Rude needs to be inducted next year.
They need to have a Rick Rude Blu-ray.
Pastor, yes, I think I do. I think they do.
What's the question, Tommy?
Do Monster Trucks drivers have binding contracts? They do.
I'm sure they do. They got sponsors.
Medusa had to find her replacement because there was
she was supposed to world do the national world finals.
Finals this week.
Oh, okay. So now we'll get into
she going against Gravedigger or Bigfoot?
Yes, dude, she's won two championships, man. She's good in that shit apparently. Let's talk about the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Tatsumi Fujinami. And I thought this was awesome. And Flair inducting him was okay. I didn't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
But isn't he most known for being with feuds in Ric Flair?
Well, no, he had
the most famous.
He beat Flair 91 for the title, which was awesome. Because Flair won it back in like a day, a week or whatever it was.
Yeah, Super Brawl.
Super Brawl. But Fujinami is one of those guys that not only was an innovator, but he came up the hard way. Like, he was one of the stories you hear about the young boys, Flair put that, and he validated that last night. Dave and I talk about this all the time, how these young boys come in, and they're around the ring, and I never knew. You find out that these guys go through a rigorous training ritual for them to get in, you know?
That would explain why the sons of the wrestlers are going through the New Japan Dojo.
Right.
Well, that's the thing, you know. A lot of stuff that they got to do is they got to cook all the food at the at the place that they're staying for all the wrestlers. They have to do everybody's laundry. They have to do everything. They're more or less their servants.
They're houseboys.
Okay.
Yeah. Lee
carry their bags. You know, they really come up the hard way, and the training that they do is just insane.
Rage's tag team partner Lee checking in with us. The one bushwhacker looked like Terry Funk with a haircut.
Oh, fuck you, Lee. He just gave me. He sent me a text that said I said sound better with a mic that works. Fuck you, Lee. Fuck you.
Yeah, we're a classy bunch here. Rage gets an upgrade today for the first time in whatever.
So using that Talk Boy radio or something to get on?
Blog Talk Radio.
Ding. Getting back to Fujinami.
Getting back to Tatsumi Fujinami. Classic feuds he had. Has done everything in the business, and he got the nice rub. He was one of the first Japanese wrestlers after Inoki to come over to the States a lot before Muda, before, you
know.
His
original WWF junior heavyweight champion back in the day.
Yeah.
And didn't he have a good run with the IWGP title?
Twice.
Yeah. He was IWGP junior and heavyweight champion.
Yep.
Wrestled in Stampede Wrestling, too.
He did.
He was all over the place.
He wrestled Bret Hart. I think that's on the Bret Hart DVD. The new Bret Hart. Him and Fujinami are on it.
Yeah.
I think I have that. Check that out. I have to relive that again.
Speech was... apparently the man does not know any English.
He doesn't know any English. He knew seven words and used them all. He tried.
He used them all three times.
He tried.
Seven words. Hi, hello, goodbye.
Thank you, WWE. You know, that's it.
He was... doing his best to read his speech.
You don't think they would get him an interpreter, though?
Good point.
Come out and do the...
Well, I got to tell you, another thing Flair did really good, he gave Vader a rub during the speech. Had Vader stand up. And
Vader was there?
Yep. Yeah. In mask and everything.
Had a nice suit. And
nice
mask
suit on. He thanked Vader for giving him the help. And him and Fujinami were
they
fucking...
had some great matches, too.
They had great matches.
That Best of Vader on IVP has a ton of their matches on there, too.
Yeah, I gotta get on that.
These guys beating the shit out of each other.
Gotta get on that.
Best they can.
Vader go in next year?
Oh, I wish, man.
I want to see an all-star Hall of Fame next year. I really do. I want to see Vader,
next,
Rick Rude, I want to see Sting.
Talking to the mic, kid.
I want to see Sting, Taker, Rick Rude, Vader.
You want to see a WCW Hall of Fame?
Why not?
Great Dallas Hall of Fame. Yeah, that's gonna be a
WWE.
That's gonna be the Ventura class.
WWE's taking unnecessary shots at WCW every time they want to. Come on, give them the respect that they deserve. You know, I know I wasn't you know necessarily there to fully experience WCW like everybody else was, but
Mr. X saw Flair shit to borrow up the great Muda because he said that Fujinami was the best, and even though he mentioned Muda a few times.
No. If he wanted to, if he wanted to put over Fujinami. That's
definitely a debate. Who's the better guy to come
over? Oh, man, imagine when they have Muda in the Hall of Fame. Dude, that's going to happen.
Listen.
Great Muda?
Great Muda. In technically, Muda's done more in the States than Fujinami did. Muda was...
had a bigger name over
Had a bigger name here.
Yeah.
Was a television champion. Was involved in major storylines in WCW.
He was also an NWA champion, too.
He was also, television champion.
Oh, no, world champion.
International, whatever.
No. He was straight
up
world.
He won the NWA world title?
Yeah.
Was it after the 90s or?
It was Chono who won the G1 Climax that was set for, you know, whoever won the G1 Climax was going to be NWA world heavyweight champion. And Muda beat him at the Tokyo Dome for the belt. So he was a legit, just straight up NWA world heavyweight champion.
And he also did, he was in Texas too as the Ninja or some shit like that. Yeah.
And he was in Stampede too, I believe.
Stampede, yeah.
The Ninja.
Muda deserves a spot though.
If you're going to open the floodgates up for the Japanese, you might as well.
People forget that Great Muda had a TNA run. And just saying.
Josh says,
yeah, back in Rage's day.
Back in Rage's day, 3 years ago.
Josh in the chat room says, I was surprised that the WWE mentioned the IWGP Championship.
No, that's the belt. Anywhere else outside of the United States, that is the championship. If you leave the United States and you want to be a professional wrestler and you want to win the championship outside of here, that's where you go.
Yeah.
And that's why only five Gaijin have been champion.
I got a question because it's a very interesting debate. Like, is the belt the IWGP title or the NWA title?
Well, outside of?
IWGP.
Like, globally.
IWGP.
IWGP is the...
Okay.
Yeah. That's why on a lot of the New Japan events right now, they do have some guys, Tenzan's the NWA World Heavyweight Champion.
Yep.
And, you know, that's like a mid-card match. It's not going to be the top of the show.
And as long as you're not in direct competition with WWE, like Lucha Underground, Ring of Honor, and TNA, they'll mention the IWGP.
Yeah, well, they didn't mention the belt, but they mentioned New Japan.
They didn't mention New Japan. They did show New Japan pictures in the press in Fujinami. And you know what? WWE has mentioned Ring of Honor on their website.
Yeah.
So in 2015, you'd be foolish not to acknowledge any of this stuff, and you're still the big dog.
They have nothing to lose by mentioning
exactly,
names.
Dave.
Nobody's going to be jumping ship to ROH.
You're not going to. But if you want to, a lot of guys that are good enough but don't get the rub here, go to Japan. That's why guys like Vader, Stan Hansen, Bruiser Brody, rest in peace. Guys like
Davey Boy's
Kid. Harry Smith is the GHC.
Tag team champion.
Right, and they're also NWA tag team champions, right?
I don't know if they were.
They have two tag champions.
Yeah.
He mentioned it on Twitter.
Right, and then look at the thing, too. There's so many guys that went there. Albert and Bart Gunn was there for a while. He had some success.
Yeah.
A lot of Gaijin went over there, and they made just because they were really good wrestlers here.
But they couldn't make it to the top.
They couldn't get past Sunday Night Heat.
Yeah.
You know?
They couldn't get past the Smoking Guns.
You're right.
Or the free-for-all.
Past the digging on Rage.
What did I do?
Rage's day was the 2015 Royal Rumble. Yeah, Rage is here for that.
Ha, ha, ha.
Throwback Thursday to...
Throwback Thursday, TBT.
Ha, ha, ha.
Royal Rumble Pastor, 2015.
Yeah.
Anyway. Again, it's more organized. I did enjoy it, and I did enjoy Kevin Nash. You guys know I'm not a big Kevin Nash fan, but he seemed
like he was tired. He wanted to go home.
He thanked his wife.
Who doesn't like Big Sexy?
I don't like Big. I never liked Big Sexy. You know that. I'm not a big Kevin
Nash.
He's
a bad booker, but he's still Big Sexy.
I acknowledged his
Vegas.
He's
Diesel.
Yeah, he's
Big Daddy Cool.
Diesel was the guy. When nobody else was there, when they were really shitty now, they were shitty in the mid 90s, dude.
Oh yeah, that
95. They were shitty in 1996.
'94 was pretty shitty.
The bankrupt year.
It was terrible. It was terrible.
Yeah, it was bad.
And he was the flag bearer. That's great. I just wasn't a big fan. For me, I'm a big man Mark, but I'm a big man Mark like guys like Vader and Big Bam Bam Bigelow and Bruiser Brody. Those guys can do everything. I think Nash was really just one dimensional. I don't think he had character. He cut great promos, and he was a big man. He wasn't sloppy. He wasn't terrible in the ring. I just didn't like his character.
Did the click come out?
Yes,
like they did
all of them. Yep,
including the ass splitting X Pac.
Yeah, ass splitting shin splints. X Pac came out. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
they all did the too sweet. They did the raising of the hands.
Sean was great.
Sean, you know what? Sean did good. Sean threw his speech out.
Yeah.
But Sean had it like memorized.
What do you mean Sean threw his speech?
Sean had a speech. He was inducting Kevin Nash. So,
no, it was supposed to be Mick Foley.
No, Shawn Michaels.
Then why was the whole thing online that Mick was inducting Kevin Nash? Because
Mick Foley talks out of his asshole.
To the fans.
Right, to the fans. Yeah. So Shawn comes out, starts reading it, looks at it, rips it up, and says, "I'm whatever." And then he does his thing, and he got into. He said, "I'm going to get into some trouble saying this, but if it wasn't for Kevin Nash, nobody would have, you know, guaranteed contracts. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for Kevin Nash, this would happen. Every time he mentioned Vince's name, nobody's apparently not allowed to mention Vince's name in speeches anymore. Apparently, but if you do, you get in trouble.
Enough. The man should get a couple of plugs.
Whatever.
Get
it is.
Over it, Vince.
Yeah, get over it.
What's going to happen
for whatever reason? He didn't want his name mentioned that night.
Tony C said I should embrace Diesel. Like we may have to accept Baby Diesel tonight. We'll get into that in a minute.
Real quick, when was it? Somebody mentioned Roman Reigns during the Hall of Fame speech. Crowd started booing him.
I boo too.
I wonder if that's going to be happening tonight.
Oh my God!
We'll get into that in a few minutes. I just want to wrap. I want to wrap the Hall of Fame up.
Fans weren't happy about him.
Somebody's got a new client.
Who cares? You know what? We'll get into that in a minute. We'll get everybody's predictions and we'll take some calls and talk about our favorite WrestleMania. You know what? What we should do is we should reserve the next half hour for other stuff. Then we'll, like, around maybe like in half an hour, we'll get into the whole card and we'll break it down and take some calls. So, all right, getting back to the Hall of Fame. I enjoyed it. A lot more organized this year. And I thought that it went way too long. But then again, most award shows go that long anyway.
Except
the Black Achiever Awards.
And not for nothing, the Hall of Fames have been going along.
What's that?
The Hall of Fames have been going long lately.
Yeah, right, and they can because they're not obligated to a network no more, their own network.
Yeah.
They can run 5 hours if they wanted to, right?
Well.
True.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, in that case, they need to start a little bit earlier.
And nobody asking for their mama?
Or no, but.
No, that was mentioned quite a bit.
But it was mentioned by, was it Lanny Poffo? No, it was.
Yeah, Lanny Poffo mentioned it.
He said, you know, because he thanked Savage's mom couldn't be there. So they thanked.
She's like
88, she's 88 years old, yeah. She's like fucking ancient.
She's like before Jesus Christ.
Yeah, she's BC. Right, she's BC.
She looks like the Crypt Keeper, but from the comic book version.
Yeah, my buddy Mike Grabowski. That might be related.
Mike Grabowski's wife?
Yeah, probably. So anyway, it's an inside joke. You guys wouldn't get it. We know a guy who looks like the Crypt Keeper.
Okay.
Well, Precious from Lord of the Rings with the three strands of hair. Anyway.
Oh, either or.
Moving right along. So he's like, you know, nobody makes fun of Mr. T's mom anymore or whatever. But they mentioned Mr. T's mom as jokingly. It wasn't like a big, it wasn't like a rib or anything. That was pretty funny. So, anything else on the Hall of Fame, gentlemen? Anything else that tickled your tits?
What about Hogan?
Hogan inducting Savage?
Everybody was shitting on Hogan with Savage.
You know what?
Wasn't that bad.
I didn't have a problem with it.
No.
It was.
Hogan,
it could have been worse.
Exactly.
It wasn't that bad. It was Hogan just being Hogan.
Hogan took the high road. Didn't really put himself over. He put Savage, like he claimed that if it wasn't for Savage, Hogan wouldn't have been a wrestler he was later on in his career. He said Savage pushed him to the point where it made him a better guy, made him a better person.
When he wanted to be lazy, Savage, you know, got on his ass to be better.
Yeah, but Savage is never the lazy guy. Savage.
No, they talk about Hogan himself being lazy.
Yeah. So I thought Hogan took the high road. Didn't really put himself over, which I thought he was going to do. Mm-hmm. But he didn't. I thought he took the high road. You saw it, Rage?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, so, I mean, it wasn't the thing where he wasn't going to... I thought, I was like, oh, here we go.
I was just hoping he wasn't going to talk and ramble all about him. But he, for the most part,
he did all right.
It wasn't that bad.
Hogan did really good last night. Hogan looked good last night, too.
Hogan didn't embarrass himself.
No, he looked really good last night.
Did he come out with his black bandana on his head?
Of course.
Of course. With the tuxedo?
He's got a match.
They all look fucking sharp last night. Like, all of them look sharp.
Yeah.
Like, except for Larry Zbysko. He wore a fucking white tuxedo.
Dude looked fucked up.
And he kept adjusting his blazer. That kept bothering me.
That bothered me to see. Every 30 seconds, he kept adjusting his blazer.
Dude looked fucked up.
Who, Larry Zbysko?
Yeah, he did.
He's lost some weight.
Big Tone in the room. What's up, Big Tone?
Boo.
Don't boo Big Tone.
Big Tone.
Bubblehead.
I'm just joking.
Poffo said the Mega Powers exploding was the real reason Hogan was smashing her on the side.
Well, there was something definitely exploding there.
Yeah.
What are you all saying? That he dropped a little on Liz?
That's the rumor.
That's the rumor.
So somebody's got to ask Flexi Lexi, how did Hogan taste?
I don't know. Lexi has been around that weekend, but he's in a wheelchair. He ain't talking much. So Fuck him too. But anyway,
can't knock anybody out with that loaded forearm.
No, just... not anymore. Not from the wheelchair.
No.
Oh no, Chico Santana move.
Unless you Dink the Clown.
Well, we got one of them in this room right now.
Yeah.
Ha.
It's Black Bo Bright over here.
Ha.
Anyway.
Black Doink.
Black Doink. That's Rage's new nickname today.
He could stop traffic with that hat.
He's delicious looking today.
Yeah.
He's delicious.
Thank you,
Rage.
Phil.
Rage
Thank
always
you
wears his best here.
Yeah. He wears his Sunday best to Phil's house on his second Sunday to my house.
If that's his Sunday best, I would hate to see his Monday morning clothes.
I'm not even asking.
Oh my
God. I don't care what
it's
he wears on Monday.
Probably gonna be the same clothes.
Yeah, it might be the same clothes.
I don't like shit on Monday.
Anyway. All right. I guess I'll reserve this to go do a little roundtable real quick before we get into our preview and our predictions, and then we'll hand it over to AA and the rank guys, let them do their thing. You know, we've all talked about our favorite manias. You know, I have a thing for two. That's like my favorite. I actually just found my original videotape. I have the original video,
mm-hmm.
a copy of the original video from 1980
wow.
for six.
I'm surprised you don't have them on DVD. Like I
do have the whole set. I have the whole box set.
You have the whole the Mania anthology.
Yeah, the only thing I don't have originally is the SummerSlam box set, which I borrowed from him and I copied everything. But I have all the other box sets. So, but yeah, I have all the Manias. But I have the original Mania videotape. And I found that yesterday.
I have Manias from Mania 1 to 28.
Yeah,
on DVD.
Yeah, I buy them. Mine Stop came with. I got my box set in 2007, so I've been getting the DVDs after that since 2007.
Yeah, I stopped at 28.
So I didn't get last year's. I just I don't know. I should get it just to have. I guess I don't know, but because I have the network, I haven't bought anything.
We have a soft spot for WrestleMania 20.
We do have a soft spot for WrestleMania 20 because we were there.
And we're on and we're actually on that DVD.
Yeah, we are on the DVD. It's pretty. I forgot which.
So is Chris Benoit.
No,
who?
Yeah, we. You know what? I don't care about talking about him. I don't want
to. That was one of the best Manias in a good while.
Yeah.
Well, last really good one was 21.
Have you?
No. 30 was really good too.
Into a tangent, but did you guys see the Wrestling Isn't Wrestling video by Max Landis?
Yep.
Yes.
I didn't see that.
You know, like you.
It was funny.
It was great. I'll give it that. But
some guy.
They made absolutely no mention of Chris Benoit, but
they referred to him as like some guy,
some Canadian guy, which I thought was funny.
Oh shit!
But when you got Triple H and Stephanie endorsing it.
Mr. X, a tank and rage to have a Mean Gene Mania 1K around Phil's block.
Oh God!
I'd be back before he's calling
that
for an ambulance.
That gets the bell.
I can run faster than Tank.
That
full of shit.
No, dude. When's the last time you ran
for the ferry?
You ran for the ferry?
Yeah.
Or did you sprint?
Ran.
You ran like marathon, like you
like Usain Bolt run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can haul ass like more fast than Tank.
They were steering everybody up towards Bryant Park. Not knowing it was around the damn fucking corner.
Well, this might be, I don't know. You got your racing shoes on?
I got sneakers. I have sneakers. You want to record
that
shit?
I'm not running now.
I'm not running now.
Oh!
It's like that.
Oh!
I'm waiting for Big Man Powers here to
you
beat
you. Don't get him involved. Don't get him involved. Yeah. This ain't had nothing to do with him.
I believe I won this contest already.
Dude, you won this contest
when I walked
in the door. He gets
an extra sandwich tonight.
Give me that.
Yeah, I'm sure Tank's going to take the Mr. Fuji route through the race.
That's true.
That's true.
Everybody WrestleMania likes 5 reference.
Everybody likes Miami Fuji.
Oh,
Fuji Vice.
Man. I got to get that t-shirt. I need that t-shirt for my vacation. All right. So, So 2, we mentioned 20, we mentioned 5. Dave mentioned 21. What other ones that we liked?
The Hartford, Connecticut WrestleMania sucked.
Which one, Rage?
I say it over and over. My favorite to this day is still WrestleMania 19.
Was that the Toronto Hulk and Rock?
No,
it was
18.
That was 18?
19 was at Seattle.
Seattle.
Oh, the Safeco Field. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was that? That was
Triple H and Booker.
Oh, yeah.
Brock and Angle.
Is that when Brock almost Austin. Broke his neck?
Yeah.
Yeah, Safe Cofield.
Okay. Brock and Austin 3.
HBK, which Jericho.
Which is my favorite match on that card, Rock and Austin 3. I said it on Monday that, well.
That was Friday, Austin's actually. Last match, right?
Yeah, it was his last match. And, you know, people believe that that you didn't really get to see the best of The Rock because he, well, of Austin because he was injured. I felt like that match was just a culmination of their entire feud for, like, the last, what, 10 years or so. I thought it was, that was the end. That was, don't mean to sound cliche, but it was the end of the era for that. So, I like that match out of every match at 19, so.
All right. I really liked 18 with Hogan and Rock, and I hate The Rock. I mean, I hate Hogan, I should say. But
that match was great.
But I think the lead-up with The Rock doing the whole thing with the NWO, that was fantastic.
Yeah.
Them smashing that ambulance was funny.
Smashing the ambulance was awesome on our part anyway, because we hate ambulances now. We have to work at them for 20 years. more importantly, I really dug the crowd reaction of that night, man, how they turned on The Rock, and they rooted for Hogan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that was fantastic.
Well, that literally turned to them switching sides. And what was it, No Way Out, where Hogan was the, you know, all-American Hulk Hogan, and Rock was back to being a heel.
It's awesome.
But that No Way Out match was shit.
Hogan's over.
That was a shit match.
Canada, yeah. Like freaking, like maple syrup.
He's had some big cards in Canada. The big event with Orndorff.
He's like
Warrior.
Alan Thicke over there.
He's like David Hasselhoff in Germany. Yeah, good point, Tommy. He had him and Orndorff in the big event.
Yes.
And then him and the Warrior WrestleMania.
Yes.
And then him and The Rock. And he's getting, you know what? The Maple Leaf Gardens was hopping around the time that I was going to the monthly house shows.
That old NWA ring?
Yeah.
If King of the Ring 93 was in Canada, Hogan never would have been screwed over.
You think so?
Yep.
It's debatable.
Hey, Hogan. Tony C, I know you're listening. You got to be agreeing with me on that point, even though I've been dissing with you.
What's it called? Hogan had that 15-minute standing applause after Mania.
Phil should embrace Hollywood. Listen, man, I gave Hollywood Tony C, I gave you Thunder in Paradise for a birthday present the other night.
Which Hollywood? Hollywood Rock? Hollywood?
No, Hollywood Hogan.
Hollywood Rock is awesome.
Hollywood Rock is good. I think Rock period is good. I have zero issues with The Rock at all. I think he had some great WrestleMania moments. Come on, dude.
I mean,
he was
a blue chipper.
When Tommy and I were at 20 and it was him and Foley.
Yes.
That was great. Even though they lost.
You all know my beef with The Rock.
I know, but dude, come on. You can't deny
I'm not going to deny anything else that he's done.
Now I know who I'm going to be in WWE 2K15 after we're done with the show.
Fuck The Rock. Fuck him.
I just feel bad for The Rock if he ever has a signing and Surfer actually goes to it. He's going to be sweating
he's
gonna him.
Sprint.
He's going to be sweating him like he's a girl on the New Kids on
he's
the
gonna
block.
He's going to sprint. He's going to
They're playing
grab
at NJ Pac soon.
He's going to lick his face like the freaking Bushwhacker. Taste the sweat of one Dwayne Johnson.
Samoan sweat. Delicious.
I'm sure they can bottle that and sell it.
Wasn't it you who speaking of sweat, wasn't it you that posted the Burger King fucking cologne thing last week? Was that you? They're doing a Whopper scent cologne in Japan for like one day.
Oh my god, yes.
Happens to be April Fool's Day.
Fucking zipper heads are crazy out there, huh?
Zipper heads.
So craziness.
How about chicken fries coming back? Yeah.
Wow, I haven't had a chicken fry in a long time.
Did right down the block we have Burger King. You guys want to get some chicken fries?
I should
have got some. Tank could have a 1K race over
there. Why don't you guys live after
I'm
the
not
show?
I'm not having a 1K race.
Why don't you guys
knock that shit off.
Walk around the block to fucking Burger King. We have one right on the Forest Avenue. Get yourself some chicken fries. Yeah. That sounds like a good idea, actually. Chicken fries with our spread tonight. Chicken fries. I'm digging that.
There ain't nothing wrong with chicken.
Does Burger King cater?
They don't. Call them up. I don't know. They're fucking two blocks away.
Only in Bed-Stuy and Bushwick.
Oh, ring the bell, racist Tank. Ring the bell.
Wow, I didn't even have to really do anything. No, I didn't have to do my shtick.
Dave's off the hook today. The resident bigot's off the hook today.
taking
I told
over
you
for...
putting the four of us in the same room was dangerous.
Yeah, it was good times. We're having good times today. I was in a bad place today. I'm happy you guys came over. All right, so let's...
Don't make me cry, Phil.
No, I'm not going to make you cry.
We won't cry for you, Argentina.
I will kick the shit out of you. No, joking aside. So yeah, there's a lot of good WrestleMania moments. I mean, Dave and I talked about 8 and 9 recently and 10.
4 was great.
4 was great.
5 was the shits.
5 was...
I liked 5.
5 wasn't terrible.
I didn't like 5.
You didn't like 5?
You didn't like the WrestleMania rap from UnDMC?
Oh, that... Ooh. And I love DMC. That was terrible. I got to say that no. And I'm a DMC connoisseur. That was just awful.
What was about Red Rooster versus Brooklyn Brawler before the main event?
The next
they didn't get you hyped.
Hall of Fame in 2016.
A couple weeks ago, I got to experience WrestleMania 11. Hartford.
Didn't you go to 10?
I was at 10, but I was in the fell form. I didn't get it. You heard the story.
Yeah, I heard it on the.
I wasn't able to get in.
Lawrence Taylor main event.
Don't get me started, please.
It's one of the best main events of all time.
I don't want to talk about it. I hate it. I love Bam Bam Bigelow. I'm sorry.
Who doesn't like Bam Bam?
I'm just saying, like, you know, Lawrence Taylor gets the rub. It's, you know, the celebrity thing. They do what they, you know. Same thing when Whitaker fought Big Show. That was terrible, I thought.
Whitaker?
Oh, not Whitaker.
Mayweather.
Same shit.
Forrest Whitaker?
No, I'm thinking of Pernell Whitaker, Sweet Pea. I was watching.
Man, fuck Mayweather.
I was watching some of his matches last week.
And Pacquiao's going to knock his ass out.
Yeah, right here, Tank.
You think
right
so?
Tank.
Right,
yeah.
Wait, they're having the match? So? They're going to have that match?
They're going to have the match in May.
Wow,
gonna,
about time.
He's going to knock all fucking sense out of his ass.
He is so frustrated for not getting Mayweather. Yeah, he's going to knock his ass
out.
He's
going to knock the shit out of him.
Getting off topic, they're talking about, like, they're talking about $200 million per as a payout.
I can see it. Yeah, I can see it.
I might have to buy that fight.
Oh, my God.
I may have
buying?
To come over when you buy it.
I'm coming over here.
I might just charge admission. Charge the motherfuckers $10 a piece.
How much is that pay-per-view going to cost you?
$60.
Don't you wish you had Phil Perview?
I wish I had Phil Perview back in the day. Tommy, tell him about Phil Perview.
Well, let's see.
The
Phil
black
Perview.
Box?
Nah, it wasn't really a black
the
box.
Black box.
It was more like a hijacked
box. Mine was like a brownish black.
Brownish black.
And yeah.
When yours went out, you had mine.
Those were the days.
Man, I took that box everywhere. At the ambulance call.
You got the free pay-per-views, man.
Dude, I
got mine at like 8:01, so I got to see everything.
Dude, I took that box. He'll tell you. We brought that box to friends' houses, everywhere. It was great.
Bingo halls.
Bingo halls, yep. Bootlegging that shit.
Must have been the most popular guy.
I was. Phil Perview was the shit. Oh, I was popular anyway, but Phil Perview was the pinnacle of my...
But you had to bring that brownish black box with you.
Hey, Phil, you got that box? Phil, bring your big black box over here, baby.
Oh, God.
Are they like illegal now?
They
don't have them anymore.
It's all everything's fiber optic now.
Oh, true.
Yeah, unless you have
the black bootleg boxes are stink like surfer's knees.
Ooh.
Oh shit!
Wow!
Oh shit!
Hit that bell,
man! What's wrong?
Wow!
Oh,
I don't
you're
have
on
to do
fucking
it.
Fire today, huh?
Oh,
wow!
Shit.
I do not have to lift the finger.
Tank's on fire today. Don't bother dialing. He's off the hook, bitches. Yeah. You know what, dude? They still have the illegal. Satellite dishes, the boxes, but you have to like program them, and like every month you have to. It's a pain in the ass. My boy in Brooklyn does it. He has a good. You buy like the initial setup. He takes your box for like $60, and he just like programs it. It's all like different channels.
Oh, so you don't got to be the Japanese IT guy.
Yeah, but still, you have to do it every month. Like a pain in the ass.
Those
and like every month your channel is different.
Oh, of course, it has to. They got to.
Yeah,
I got to see free TNA pay-per-views and free other TNA.
That was the last time I had the hot box. When I moved to Brooklyn, South Brooklyn, I had the TNA pay-per. I had like the first year or two.
I got to see other TNA.
Well, isn't Final Destination free pay-per-views now?
Final
Destination. All of them are free.
They're free
pretty
now.
Much all of them.
Right.
Giving away the house.
What was the WrestleMania with? Rock and was it Bret Hart and Austin? Not
13.
Rock. 13, right? I like that one. I like that. Was that with Goldust and Piper, or was that 12?
No, that was 11.
The Hollywood Brawl, right? In the back?
12.
That was 12.
It was 12 with the Iron Man match.
Yeah.
I watched that. I was just watching that.
We just get a pipe.
Before
the pipe,
he got here.
The Piper Goldust match was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
The thing that was the best match on that card.
That was the best match on
I sat through that whole Iron Man match, and I loved it.
And you love the arc matches. So the Body Donuts won the tag titles against Henry Godwin and Pig, Phineas Godwin.
Big Tone wants you to cut Rage's mic off.
I'm not cutting Rage's mic off. He's a guest on today.
I think Big Tone needs to tone it down.
You know what, Anthony? Calm down, dude.
Oh, now you bring government names into this?
Yeah, I'll do it. Easy. I'll do it.
Will you stop?
Easy, Marcus. Easy.
Tank is on en fuego.
I think Tank deserves some more chicken fries today.
Yeah.
He gets an extra batch of chicken fries.
All right,
he
Tommy.
Wins the race automatically. Right. Doesn't have to do with Mr. Fuji.
The tortoise and the hare?
I'm up to the hare.
Yeah, today you are. And now we know why the guys know why I call you Tank.
Yeah, I'm an ox.
Yeah, you're a fucking Sherman tank.
Well, I'm an ox.
With an ox tank. Belly. No, anyway. So, I mean, really good. A lot of WrestleMania moments. You talk about two with me in particular, with the Battle Royal was my favorite.
Mm-hmm. The three venues was nice.
The three venues.
I always wonder how they pulled that off.
Close circuit,
the,
man.
I watched the True Story of WrestleMania DVD, and it was... It's just,
they didn't have enough information.
Amazing how they pulled that.
They didn't have enough information. I agree.
They really just like jumped all over the place.
I really wanted to know how they pulled two off.
Keep your mouth into the mic.
They again, it was all closed circuit, and they had it timed really, really good. And I thought, and you know, Dave and I, you know how Dave and I feel about Elvira.
Yeah,
main event in that.
Well, and it was the only WrestleMania to be held at the Nassau Mausoleum.
The Nassau Mausoleum, yep.
Nassau Mausoleum.
Yeah,
that's the Coliseum, people. That's
a hockey reference. If you're not a Ranger fan, you won't get it. So sadly, three was awesome. I thought three was really good.
I have the Champion Edition on DVD.
Yeah, the three was really good, and of course we talked about it. We covered a lot of the first. We did like the first almost 10 of them now in the last 2 years of the throwbacks.
Yeah. I think we're still missing. We're still missing five. We didn't do that one.
We didn't do five.
Nope.
That was the tournament.
No, five was Mega.
Five was
exploding.
Mega Powers exploding. Right.
No, you missed five.
Okay, so we'll do five next year. We always have.
We did all the other 10, the first 10, except for five.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to do five. I want to do the what do you call it? Austin and Bret Hart. That was it.
13
with Ken Shamrock as the ref, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. I like that.
Yeah, we did the first 12 except for five.
And anything after 25 is not really a throwback.
No. I think anything under a decade we're not going to cover.
Yeah.
I think that's like a cutoff.
Yeah, I hate
10 years is cutoff.
27. To 27, I hated.
Which one was 27? That was
Atlanta, Georgia.
What matches were on there?
Miz and Cena.
Oh yeah, because
Barbara's house. We saw that. Remember?
Yeah,
because Miz had the concussion during the match. Yeah. I remember watching it on the stream, and I was like, man, this match is so bad.
The only good thing about it was that Edge got to have his last match. That was it.
It's still Rio.
Oh, Rage pissed off Pasta.
Rage pisses off everybody.
What did I do?
It's not unusual for
you.
Rage
just offended every Tony in the room.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Screw the Tonys.
Hashtag it.
Hey, wait! Don't knock Black Hammer.
Yeah,
he's a Hogan fan. I
so am I.
But who are you a fan of, Rage? Besides Doink and Bertha Faye?
I'm AJ a fan Lee. Of CM Punk and AJ Lee and
you
Paige
mean Phillip Brooks.
And Stone Cold Steve Austin and Shawn Michaels.
Anything past 1992?
Yeah, well, he's not as old as we are, man.
I'm not as young as you people think I am.
You're young enough not to appreciate what
Dude,
we saw.
Dude, you're 21 years old.
Yeah,
I just need.
He's a seasoned.
Like I said, I would appreciate what you guys, you know, saw if I saw the build up to it.
You could see the build up. Do your homework, like Double H's been wanting you to do on the network.
Yeah, man, you got to do your homework.
Yeah, man. I thought you were a seasoned 21-year-old.
I thought you were a broadcast journalist.
It's just Double A thinks I don't do it, and I do it.
Oh, so he's the Bobby the Brain.
Well, wait a second, guys. It's not Rage's fault. Nobody really wants to hear his opinion. First
place. People never want
to. It's hard for him to get the facts out when nobody's really asking him.
That's funny shit.
Or when people just want to down talk me.
So
the battle.
Anyway, you want to monitor the chat room on that?
No, I got it.
You
I
sure?
Can see it.
Okay. All right.
I'm only going to bring up if it's important.
Okay.
When somebody's yelling at
it's
Rage,
nice to have it's nice to have multiple people here. We don't have to. I don't like have to do. Anything. I don't have to multitask.
Yeah. Anything. Anything.
That's what I was good for at the Ambles.
Anything
yeah.
Big Tone says isn't important. So.
All right. All right.
It's not important.
All right. Any more? Any other favorite WrestleMania moments?
Muhammad.
Oh my God. Michaels and McMahon, 22.
Okay.
That was great.
Muhammad Hassan getting his ass kicked by Hollywood Hogan.
I like
bring
that.
Him back to set up him and Shawn at SummerSlam.
That was good. I enjoyed that.
To me, Cena and Shawn Michaels at 23 is one of my favorite, not only my favorite WrestleMania match, but probably my favorite WWE title match.
Fucking Mr. X. Getting private messages from Mr. X to beat the shit out of Rage.
I gotta tell you, we have a lot of behind the scenes stuff, and I don't care. I'll break down the fourth wall. I don't care. Between Matt E. Legend, Tank, Mr. X, we have a bunch, and Matt Squire. Shout out to Matt, by the way.
Dude was fucking with me on Twitter.
He is amazing. He's a good man, and we had a good conversation on Friday night, and shout out to him. I spoke to him this morning. I don't know if he's going to be calling in, but he has a lot going on Sundays. But yeah, we have a lot of shit going on. Behind the scenes, it's hysterical.
We need our Matt Marshall report.
Well, maybe he'll call in. I don't know. He said he might call in. I don't understand. We'll wait.
Where does he live?
California.
Okay.
Did you water in that White Weasel chicken spread, whatever it was?
Chicken spread?
The chicken
did
spread.
Did you order that?
Oh, it's like White Weasel mess? Whey protein.
White Weasel Whey protein.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we got to get a picture of Mega Powers in the White Weasel suit.
Well, you got to get me the weasel suit match first.
Yeah, weasel suit match.
Yeah.
If I don't slam you through the floor later
in the
on
new
today.
One of them Jersey federations, we'll get you in a white suit.
Oh, Jesus. Josh is saying Michael's Undertaker won at 25. That was decent. I enjoyed that.
Oh, both of the Taker matches were good.
I wasn't too fond of those Taker matches. They were all right.
Uh-oh.
Somebody's calling.
We'll get them. Okay, hold on a minute.
It looks like the boss.
Good afternoon, Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
You know, I'm here driving, and I was chewing a French fry, and I could have sworn I heard Rage said he does his homework.
What did he say?
Wow. No, he doesn't do his homework.
No, he doesn't do his homework.
Yeah,
boss.
I do my homework, sir. Why do you constantly feel the need to give the people misinformation about me?
The fountain of misinformation, Double A.
That's the thing. Double A always does that.
No, don't knock Double A.
I'm not knocking him.
He called him the other night on the Surface Fun show and
I'm
busted
not knocking
his
Double A, but he gives a lot of misinformation about me. It's very.
I don't know. It was a rough night last night. Long hours tonight. I'm running on 4 hours of sleep. I'm not even driving my own car, and I nearly crashed it while choking on a French fry when I heard that comment.
Sure, it wasn't a chicken fry.
Well, listen, boss. I'm giving you. I'm actually going to help you out today because since my boys are here early today and you're doing the rant at 4 p.m., we got some extra heads for you to jump on if needed. They're going to be here anyway, so at least
that sounds good.
We're here.
So,
all
yeah,
day.
I think they're going to jump on with you while I help the wife prep for tonight. So and I'll jump in later.
Sounds
on.
Sounds good.
But
sounds good to me.
We're holding it down. Though. We're holding it down.
But yeah, I mean, Rage.
Rage what? Rage what?
Man is speechless.
Rage what?
You don't
I
want.
Mean,
I like when.
Speak
like,
him on.
I like.
Go ahead.
I like when Double A scolds him.
He always scolds
I
me,
mean,
and he does it for no apparent reason, other than to
I
you
already,
know to tickle his fancy.
I already had to have a stern talking to the one staffer last night. Don't tell me I have to have another.
Wait, you're not counting the fun show either. That would make three then.
No, wait. Leave the fun show alone. I was on.
Look
it.
Here. Look here, Double A.
I fell asleep on air.
Jesus Christ.
I hold my own on this network. Thank you.
Rage carrying the network on his
Rage
shoulders.
Rage is carrying the network now, boys.
We got Atlas in the room.
I
right
hold
now.
My own on this network.
You hear this?
Own,
you
this
hear
network,
this, boss?
Okay. I can hold my own.
You hear this?
Okay. Okay. Here. Then I'm just gonna end this. End Rage's statement by saying, if you want proof of Rage holding his own, listen to this past Friday's Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah, and I did hold my own this Friday. Yeah. I did hold my own.
I heard you got your spot blown. I heard
I didn't get anything
blown. I heard Lee put you to task, man.
Lee is a fucking...
Can we have Rage's girlfriend call in again?
I was holding my own with Lee, but Lee never learns to shut the fuck up sometimes.
Hold on. What was that, boss?
No, you see here, Lee, it doesn't take a lot for Lee to get angry, but, you know, Lee got off the air and Lee was fuming.
He had the smoke coming out of his ears.
And I call that a very successful night.
Who piss off your co-host?
Yeah.
Who has the office pool of the freaking geeks that was not going to make it past episode 10?
The office pool? Tank starting office pool is not even part of the network.
No way, man. we're going stronger than ever. Six episodes in and we haven't put out a bad one yet.
The chat room's on fire, boss. Double A firing people. Tony C's like, you shitting me, Rage? Cash Cow goes, Rage Stern?
Do you really want to create? Who's that guy?
I mean,
who's that guy in Chicago?
Don't feed the people misinformation about me. It's very hurtful.
That's funny.
Rage's feelings have been hurt.
I mean, I thought I was having a rough week, but I mean, after I heard that, forget it.
Oh,
I mean,
that's just,
all my problems.
All I do is try. All I do is put a smile on people's faces
and butts in
what
seats
and asses in seats.
What was that, Rage?
All I do is make people smile and put asses in seats.
Then we just lost another listener in the chat room.
Yeah, as this conversation's going on, we're losing people in the chat room.
It's all your fault.
The day I take the network public is the day I also buy stock in Advil.
Call you Double I for ibuprofen.
Because you're going to have to.
I know, right?
My shit.
I'm going to let you guys get back.
I'm going to be the Paul Heyman to his JR.
I'm about 5 minutes away from headquarters, and I'm going to scarf down this food that I bought, take care of a couple of things, and then I guess we'll hit the air at 4 o'clock.
All right, we'll see you at 4 o'clock, boss.
See you, boss.
Okay, then.
All right.
Talk to you all later.
Ciao.
Toodles.
All right, Double A, the proprietor of this fine establishment.
Like it's a fucking diner.
Dude.
The sorceress of the network.
Yeah, the
sorceress.
The HNIC.
Oh, God.
All right, it's 3 o'clock. We've got a little less than an hour before we turn it over to Double A, and I guess you guys will join them on the rant for a little while. Let's take some calls. You know what? Let's do this first. Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Not.
Stop.
What's Norin Red?
What's up, Surfer?
Hey, what's up? I kind of disagree with you about Sabisco last night. I thought he was pretty good.
Okay.
I finally forgive him.
He was good towards the end.
I don't dislike Larry Sabisco.
Except for him charging me for
an interview, but I'm not. Yeah,
I found his speech to be, good.
I mean, it was heartfelt, but I thought that he kept, like, he was lost for words. He got caught up in the moment. And he thought that he was going to get all his thoughts out,
and he didn't.
So he was totally like, I guess
he
did
towards the end.
But I forgive him for hitting Bruno with a chair. So he's good.
No, I forgive him for hitting Bruno with a chair too.
Do you, Surfer?
You know, I heard they're putting those all out on DVD, all the Shea Stadium matches.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah, it's supposed to be the best.
That was a big deal back in the day.
It was a big deal.
Selling out Shea Stadium.
Yeah, it was. It was a big deal. So what's going on, kid?
Not much. I see you are doing a good job so far, keeping everybody in their corner. And no one's scratching each other's eyes out. So.
Nah, not
well.
Not,
apparently,
not.
Everybody wants to kill Rage today. So
yeah,
everybody wants me dead for some reason.
And
what
I'm
else is new on that front?
Even the pastor wants me.
Yeah, even the pastor's like cursing and doing ungodly stuff.
I love how pastor leaves worship and now he's pissed off.
He's cursing and flipping me off.
Yeah, he's got the Holy Spirit in him, and then Rage pisses him off.
Yeah.
Rage, you have to change your ways before it's too late.
I shall not change my ways.
You know, to quote Ron Simmons during his promo to Shane Douglas in ECW, you know, Rage's soul may belong to God, but his ass belongs to Pastor.
And I felt no one made a fool of themselves last night.
No.
The only thing was I had to take a break from watching it at some point, and so it was the sheep herders that I tuned away from. It wasn't because I didn't care what they were saying. I just had to, like, watch something else for a few minutes, you know?
That was, like, one of the best ones, too.
That was one of the best ones.
Yeah. I guess that was.
But which one is the short one? Butch or Luke?
Butch.
Butch.
I don't know. Like, how tall is he? He looked like he was like 5'2".
I don't know. Whatever. I think whatever happened to him, you know, health wise, may have kind of, you know, contribute to his, you know, growth being stunted. Apparently.
I mean, you figure most wrestlers are at least tall, if not, you know, weight wise big, but. Yeah, he was a fidget for sure.
Pastor wanted to know if we noticed there was no WrestleMania press conference this year. I'm sure there was, but there wasn't televised.
There was probably one like a year before.
But they always televise them all, though.
They usually have one, you know, acting like it's.
Oh yeah, they did. They had one last year with Hogan and all them at the Hard Rock Cafe.
Something that I'm really noticing too is that the celebrity participation
into the mic.
That I'm sorry, the celebrity participation into the show isn't like it's not really there anymore.
Rage, treat that microphone like it's a hamburger.
Oh, and you know, Rage made a statement.
It's a chicken fry.
You know, Rage made a statement yesterday. He wondered, why was Arnold being honored? He only made two appearances on Raw.
That was one on SmackDown.
Why are you talking about old shit?
Because, I mean, like, if you only thought he made three appearances in his entire career for wrestling, you really don't know what's going on.
Bringing up old shit. It's Sunday.
Wow, Rage, really?
All right, Surf, are you going to hang with us while we do our preview, or are you going back to whatever you were doing?
Well, that's up to you. I can't do no predictions, but if y'all, you know, I can stay on the line if y'all want me to.
Predictions? Oh, you don't do them normally?
Are you waiting? Are you going to go on a rant and do the predictions?
Yeah, I mean, I want to contradict myself.
All right, so you know what? We'll let you go because we're going to, unless you want to partake in this, we'll be back on at 4 o'clock with you guys. So
stay tuned with the rant to hear Surfer's predictions.
Yeah, Surf will be on at 4 o'clock.
You'll get I'm still calculating in my computer. So,
all right,
calculating in your what computer?
His
Commodore 64.
His York Foundation computer.
His Atari 2600.
You know, Surfer's the man.
Coleco.
Your Commodore 64.
Surfer's the was that the man of the night? Was that the what was Terrence Taylor's nickname over there?
The computerized man of the 90s.
He's the computerized man of the 80s.
Yeah.
Surfer.
And I'm using the old school one with the slide.
You know, the one with the string and the cow goes moo.
No, the Texas Instrument calculator he's got.
You slide the little things back and forth to try to figure stuff out.
That's funny.
I thought that was two stone tablets and a rock tied with a mouse.
Talk into the mic, slap nuts.
Sorry, I thought I was talking to somebody else.
All right, no, idiot. All right, Surfer, we'll let you go, man. We'll talk to you later on.
Right, and Phil, like I said, that make a wish you're doing, man, good work. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Later.
He said make a wish. Everybody's excited. I'm making a wish today, letting Rage in my house. Where's the fucking match listing for this thing on this?
Scroll down.
Terrible fucking webpage you got going on today.
Just go to WrestleView.
I wanted to get it right from the site, but
there's
so much shit on here.
They're like, doing everything else but show the damn
matches.
There's
no fucking matches on this thing.
Hold on. Go to...
Hold on a minute. I don't want to watch it. I already have it. Diary. There's no fucking... This is... You know what? Let's do this.
Yeah, go to shows.
Let's go. Let's do this. Let's do
ridiculous.
This.
Ridiculous.
Let's do this. Nope. This is terrible. No one cares who they got. I don't want to hear about the fucking Hall of Fame.
The WWE should have had this ready before the show.
The
man.
WWE
I thought I did. There it is. I had the website up. I was prepared. All right. Let's get right into it. Let's see. Let's start with the Battle Royal. How's everybody feel with the Battle Royal?
Well, this is going to be my first bathroom break of the day.
718-878-6394 is the number. 718-878-6394. You bitches want to chime in? I'll put it in the chat room. So you taking a potty break already?
Matt.
I feel like Howard Stern the way I'm sitting.
All right.
Should feel more like Robin the way you're sitting.
Anyway.
As far as the
Hideo Itami's taking the Rumble. Battle Royal. And the Royal Rumble.
That would be nice, but
that
it's not going to happen.
That would be nice.
He's winning it.
It's going to be Sheamus.
It's going to be, yeah, I agree. It's going to be Sheamus.
Sheamus.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Sheamus. And then, of course, the next match in the kickoff. They're having two matches during the 7 o'clock hour.
No, the Battle Royal is at the second hour.
No,
the first hour is the pre-show is going to have two matches, sir.
No, the pre-show's 2 hours.
The 5 o'clock hour and the 6 o'clock hour.
It starts at 7 o'clock. What are you talking about? The pre-show, the table is going to be at 5 o'clock. They're not going to have a match at 5 o'clock.
You didn't. Then why didn't on Raw did they say that the second hour was going to be the Andre the Memorial Battle Royal?
I don't know. Anyway, tag team turmoil match: Cesaro and Tyson Kidd against Los Jabadores.
Versus the Tony C team. The
Tony C team of the New Day.
New Day.
New Day. And the Usos.
The new Samoan SWAT team.
The new SST. Without the beefy tits. Rage, who you got?
Oh, God. I don't even know. I guess I'm going to... I'll go with Cesaro and Kid to retain.
Cesaro and Kid to retain. Mega Powers?
Same.
Same. Tank?
I'm going to go with Tony C's pick, probably. The New Day.
I'm going with the New Day as well.
Oh, why?
Black History Month is over, folks.
Matches are at 6. Thanks, boss. Okay. So, there you go. The matches will be at 6.
Okay.
You're going to go 6 to 8, I guess.
Okay.
Okay, so we were both wrong. Thank you, boss. Hold on.
Raw WrestleMania starts at 7.
Hold on. Yeah. Okay. Makes sense. All right. Let's see. No, stop. Here we go. I'll get to that last. Get to that next to last. Intercontinental title ladder match. You have Daniel Bryan, Stardust, Ziggles, Luke Harper.
Wow, they got Daniel Bryan all the way in the back.
Yeah.
Dean
Ambrose, Wade Barrett, and fucking Little Jimmy.
That shows they don't give a rat shit about Daniel Bryan.
Tank, how you feeling about this?
Well, it's going to come down to the Ambrose, Ziggles, and Bryan going for that at the end.
Yeah, I agree.
But I see them swerving everybody in this match and letting R-Truth go out on top as the IC title.
Okay. Because
there was rumors of Truth retirement after WrestleMania.
Yeah? So you're picking Truth to win the IC belt?
Yeah, I'm going to pick Truth.
Okay. Mega Powers?
You know, I'm going to pick the wild card of Daniel Bryan.
It's the wild card?
He's my wild card. Because I don't see him being the guy that would win, but...
Well, we know...
It seems like they're not really going to be doing much else with him in the main event, so why not give him the Intercontinental title?
Rage, do you pick him Bryan too, Rage?
I'm going to go with Ziggles.
Ziggles again, huh?
And we know Stardust ain't winning this.
Yeah, you know what? Shit. Daniel Bryan probably didn't get the rub coming back because of his injury.
Yeah.
So this may be taking the back step like Dave said. Maybe they give him the belt.
Seems like they're trying to make the Intercontinental title important again. But
You know what? It's hard. And Shining Wizards talked about this last week on their show. How we all know the belts aren't as relevant as they were, and I've spoken about this a million times, even on like the
this has been going on for
like forever
since the Monday Night Wars. Yeah, the belts haven't meant anything.
You know, back in the day, you guys knew that the U.S. title and the IC title, you were the next step up to, you were the number one contender instantaneously, more so with the U.S. title.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know if this is something that they want to do. Maybe Dave's right. Maybe they want to go back to making the title a bit relevant. I'm not sure. I don't know. I think it's a step back.
That's if they're planning on keeping the World Heavyweight Champion off TV.
Yeah.
But, you know,
we'll talk about that
later. I'm switching my pick. I'm going with Daniel Bryan.
Okay.
You always switch your picks.
I don't always. That was the first time I ever switched
pick. Rage is like, I want to pick whoever the winner is, and that's it.
He always wants to go with the front runner.
Yeah. The best white man.
Or in this case, the back runner.
May the best white man win.
If one of those dudes came out in a Patriots jersey, he'd be going with that.
Yes, I would. Yes, yeah. I would.
Chat room's a buzz right now. Let Sandow go over. There are too many multi-man matches. If they overbook the main event, I'm going to scream.
Sheamus is supposed to be making his return at WrestleMania.
Serpents, I don't think we're live. Do you guys hear us, by the way?
They said they got the feedback up.
Okay.
Oh. Still shows us it's on air.
Still shows us it's on air, so.
But it seems like they tossed the entire locker room into this WrestleMania.
Well, listen.
Which is good.
I think if this is your go-home show, I think everybody should be involved. Every single person should be involved in that.
Yeah.
And that's no lie. I mean, listen, you work all fucking year for that. That's what you work for.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Like, even though you're not...
If you're not on the card, you got to work harder.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Not on the main card.
People are calling this the second best Raw of the year.
Yeah.
Might be.
I'm calling it Adam Rose and Bo Dallas will be at.
They had there's a commercial for Adam Rose for Party City. I saw that.
Is it really?
I saw that.
They got some good shit going on at Party City, man. I'll talk off the air about that.
Natty and Alicia Fox had a Cricket Wireless commercial.
Stone Cold Alicia Fox.
No, stop. Let's talk about Undertaker and Bray Wyatt for a few minutes.
The old guard gonna give the rub to Bray Wyatt and lose two back to back.
You see,
that's my pick.
Here's my issue with, I mean, I thought the build up was nice.
Yeah.
Of Bray doing all the crazy promos and the coffin thing.
He did it all by himself.
Yeah, that was really cool. I'm just done with the Undertaker. Like I'm done. Like,
well,
I'm done, Dave.
Never say never. We gotta wait till. Gotta wait till he shows up. Supposedly, Taker's in phenomenal condition.
He is in phenomenal condition.
Well, I'm just gonna make my pick now.
Oh, look who's checking in with us, Mega Powers. Big Rob from Thumbstick Ninjas.
My good buddy Rob.
ThumbstickNinjas.com. Good freaking show if you're a game head. Check him out. Good stuff.
Really you good like time. Video games, huh, Rage?
You're a video game guy, right, Rage?
Yeah, yeah.
Thumbstick Ninjas.
And I'm gonna kick your ass in 2K15.
Look at the shit talking that's going on.
I got my chills up
going on. Come on.
Can we get back into the match, please? I just want to say, I want to say a little Rob and then get back into the match.
All right. Wyatt versus Taker.
Right.
I don't know. I might change my pick to Taker. Because if he is in pretty good shape, well, first of all, Undertaker has to make up for last year. Everybody was really disappointed in that match.
Everybody was shocked as shit. The whole room
that was great.
Dude, we all did a Parker Lewis.
Yeah.
They are not going to let Mark lose two WrestleManias back to back.
Especially if they're going to be doing anything important with him next year.
There's no way they're going to let him drop out the Bray.
Yeah.
Drop him out at Raw. Don't drop him out at WrestleMania.
No. Because first of all, he's really got to come back from that match. You know, a lot of people weren't too impressed with his matches before that at Mania. He hasn't been looking all that, you know, healthy as of late.
Well, it also helped, didn't that Kid Rock said he was on death's door.
Well, he's the Undertaker. He's supposed to be at death's door every day. But I think if it doesn't matter where you are in your career, but I think a guy like Undertaker really has to amp it up this year to make up for last year. Because granted, you know, they got the reaction that they wanted to out of that match, but it put a lot of fans in question about, the Undertaker's ability to continue being a wrestler. Being entertaining.
I'll play devil's advocate and say if Taker loses this year, it'll make it bigger for him next year because it's in his hometown.
True.
And it's going to be Sting. I think it's going to be Sting.
What, for next year you talking about?
Yeah,
the Sting man Sting. Called...
Sting! 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 So...
Wait. So. That's it, people. Undertaker versus Zeus.
Zeus.
That's the only way Undertaker's going to win? Is that what you're saying?
What's that?
I meant to ask. Do you have those other MP3s that Matt gave us?
What the?
Miss Tidings, take a leak.
Oh, no, I don't
take
have.
A leak.
I don't. No, I didn't put them in yet.
Oh, you got to do that.
Yeah. I have it.
In
I have
for...
Jockass. That's what I call Tommy. I call him Jockass.
When Tank is around?
Yes.
Stripping down to his
that's
sweet
when
nothings.
When I see Tommy...
What happened to that?
He's in the room right
clip?
Now. Play it.
Are you trying to tell me my money's not good enough for
not
you?
That one.
I find that a little hard to swallow, you jockass!
You play the other one for him.
Now I find that every time
this
jockass decides to strip down to his sweet nothings and wallow around with some sweat hog, we eat it!
Dude, stop talking about those ambulance conventions.
It's true. It's true.
Wait, we got more Brell. I want to hear a little bit more.
Hold on.
Now that's all fair.
What this network needs, this network gets.
I play this every beginning now.
I promise you that.
You know, I don't know why we're the only people that give Mr. Brell any love. I'm surprised nobody really.
We even give RoboCop love on this.
Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
Well, I gave you the Blu-ray back, so you need to get some more quotes off of the movie.
I need a Blu-ray burner, actually.
Yeah,
I gotta get one. I'm getting those swans.
They're expensive. I don't have a Blu-ray burner because the Blu-rays the ones to burn are like
the Atlanta, just
they cost as much as a regular Blu-ray.
The external ones, a good one is about $100.
Uh-huh.
So I have to wait until, you know.
Yeah, burners aren't that much, but actually buying the blank Blu-rays to
oh, no,
burn
I get them wholesale, dude. I get them cheap. Yeah, I got a guy.
Yeah.
I got a guy in Brooklyn.
All right.
They're cheap.
Yeah, not cheap this. Discount DVD?
Is it the one? No, the one in Park Slope.
Oh, okay.
The website that I used to get all my labels from and shit.
Oh, okay. I forgot what that is.
Yeah. But anyway.
Anyway.
Sting and Taker is going to happen at 32.
You think so? And who do you think is going to win that match if it happens?
Sting loses tonight, ask me
in six more months.
If Sting loses tonight,
all right.
Sting.
Well, let's finish on the Taker and Bray Wyatt first.
Taker,
you taking Taker? Taker.
Taker, I'm not. He's not losing two in a row. Come on,
Rage.
Yeah, I'll take Taker to build up for next year.
I'll be the dick in the room. I'm gonna go Bray Wyatt.
All right,
only because I think if he loses this year, they're gonna definitely fucking hype him up for next year.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't that be two in a row for him, considering he lost to Super Cena?
The streak is done.
No, I'm talking about Bray.
Bray's been buried since the match with Cena.
Yeah.
You haven't seen him since they broke the team up. Since they broke the family up.
Well, his feud with Ambrose was pretty good.
It was okay, yeah. It main event did that one pay-per-view.
Yeah, but those matches weren't really all that.
They weren't all that. They were good, but
those guys are getting used to being in a main event. You know, they're not.
Pre-show's on right now?
No, 5:00.
Don't they have something going on live right now?
No, they're doing like countdowns and shit.
No.
What's this? I have this.
What do you got?
You don't want to see the set.
No, I don't want to see it. Get that away from me. Nope. We're not trying to spoil anything.
All right, let's get into.
I already had one guy yell at me on the main page for posting the Hideo Itami doing the GTS.
All right, let's get into this.
Even though it was a non-televised event.
Sting, Triple H.
Sting!
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 I'm picking Sting to win.
I know you're picking Sting to win.
I picked Sting to win even before their match was announced.
Yes, in November you picked Sting to win.
Even when he was in TNA, I was picking him to win. You know, back in Rage's day.
Back in Rage's day.
Do you honestly think they're going to let Triple H lose 4 WrestleManias?
Yeah, of course.
It's for him, though.
I think it's been more WrestleManias he's lost.
Tank, yeah. I got to be honest with you. I don't think Triple H cares about winning or losing anymore.
Yeah,
I think he's beyond that.
But what's the point of putting Sting over now, and then not having like 2 or 3 more matches?
Because you know what, you put Sting over, that keeps him going for the next. If they're going to have him one more time, you know.
Yeah, why would they? You know, why would the man has waited 14 years to be a part of?
They're
going to
get a few matches out of.
Would you shut up when I'm talking, Rage?
Sorry.
I'm starting to wake up now.
Sorry.
So anyway, they're not going to wait 14 years to bring in Sting and then have him lose his first match. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's going to be win their first match. They lose their last match.
Yeah. Got put over the younger talent like Brock Lesnar.
The younger talent, he says.
Hey, man, you know, when Hogan came to WCW, he had to let Flair win a few matches, too.
Yeah.
Pass the torch, you know?
Pass the torch. Anyway, so, all right, I'm also taking Sting. I mean, I didn't want to see this, but now I'm really hyped for it.
Yeah.
They built it up good, so I didn't want to see him in the ring, but now I do.
When that jockass strips down to his sweet nothings.
Remind me to show you guys something before my son gets home tonight. My wife on clearance got him a, you know those ugly Christmas sweaters? She got him an ugly Christmas Sting sweater.
Oh, nice.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to see it.
So I saw it. That was on the sale, discount thing.
She bought him for next year.
Okay, so by the way, I'm gonna be the dick in the room on this match.
Okay.
Triple H is winning this match.
You're taking Triple H for the win. Okay.
I'm taking Sting.
Tell me why.
Why?
Yeah.
Because everybody else is Sting?
Because he buried Booker T.
Uh-huh.
He buried Goldberg. He buried Scott Steiner. He buried all the WCW guys. Why not bury Sting?
Okay, Pastor Zedell is taking Reverend Borden. So you're saying, that he'll win tonight, and then they're gonna drag it out.
They're gonna drag it out three more matches.
We're gonna see Sting on two more pay per views now.
Yeah, you might have him at SummerSlam, and then the third one be at Survivor Series.
It's not a bad. I mean, but I gotta say, why would you bring him in for that one match and not like the Matt? You see, now Matt's agreeing with you. Depends on Sting's deal. Does Sting have one of those per diem deals?
I think he has the Brock Lesnar deal.
Like Brock had? Like, does he
might.
Has like four appearances and that's it? I don't know.
No, he has some sort of like limited agreement.
It wouldn't be too crazy leading him to SummerSlam. You know what? That's a good point. Why
well, SummerSlam is the best event.
So last couple of years has been the best event.
Yeah.
And with them happening to move SummerSlam to the Barclays Center.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, by the way, which match. Is probably the next time all you knuckleheads are in the room because it's already sold out. I can't even get tickets. So,
Raw is at Barclays too the night after.
That's what we should do. We should go to Raw the next night.
Those tickets are expensive either way.
We'll see.
Yeah, those tickets.
We'll see what's up. All right.
I would like to go to SummerSlam.
I would love to go to SummerSlam, but tickets are a
fortune.
There's
got to be some sort of scalper out there or some stop guys.
Yeah, maybe we'll
see,
do.
If it would have been in Newark, you wouldn't have paid that much, but no.
That's not our fault.
You can help us break
nobody,
in if
nobody
in
wants
Newark.
To get. They'd rather go to downtown Brooklyn where there's white people now.
And not sadly.
And they want to go to...
Call from Black Hammer.
Uh-oh.
Black Hammer, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us on the line, the man, the myth, the legend himself, Black Hammer, Tony C. What's up, brother?
Hey, Kermit.
Fellas.
Uh-oh.
Just real quick.
Go ahead, man.
I had to take offense to something that Tank said.
Uh-oh.
Of course.
Triple H, Barry Goldberg. What the hell? Barry Goldberg. I had to put you in your place on that one.
How you feeling, buddy?
20 times better.
20 times better? Are you going to be on the rant at 4 o'clock?
Of course. All right.
You still sound like you have Miss Piggy in your throat.
Yeah.
Whoa.
She's getting out of there slowly.
Wait, I got a question for Black Hammer.
No, now he's Hollywood Tony C.
Hollywood Tony C.
Hollywood Tony C.
I got a question for you.
Hollywood Hammer.
Hollywood Hammer, I got a question for you. You think Lex Luger's gonna make a run in with the wheelchair? He's gonna come down the ramp.
Maybe not a run in, but definitely he'll roll his, you know,
a roll in,
a slide through.
You think he's gonna hit him with the loaded forearm?
It's a roll in,
a drive by.
You know what, Dave? I heard those pot shots you were taking at Lex. Not funny at all. Okay, yeah, nothing to do with Liz dying. Okay,
I never said he had anything to do with it. He just happened to be there.
He just supplied the pills. That's all.
He just watched her die. That was it.
Wasn't his fault he didn't charge the household.
Hey, man, not Lex's fault that she couldn't handle her own...
He didn't force the pills down her throat. He just had them available. That's all.
They were like in a little Petri dish.
You know that glass candy dish your grandma's got? Every grandma's got that candy dish in their crib, right?
And Surfer.
Surfer's got one, too.
With the Werther's Originals and Luden's cough drops in there.
Or grandma would put in the spice drops. You know, remember the spice drops? You know, it's like the sugar... I'll show you
it wasn't Lex's fault. Okay.
You sure she didn't have the pill case with the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
But wait a second. Wait a second.
That's a Phil's got in his bag right now.
Black Hammer, I'm saying, do you think Luger's going to roll in and do his thing for the match? It's that Triple H win. Yeah.
No, but Baby Nikita's going to put him over.
Baby Nikita.
Who's Baby Nikita? We got baby
Triple
Jesus.
H. Triple H.
Triple H is Baby Nikita.
You don't hear the way he says Sting, and if you go back to Super Brawl, you hear Nikita say it. It's Baby Nikita. Oh,
Lord. Oh man.
Hold on.
Sting!
So wait.
Go back and listen to the Super Brawl promo Nikita cut.
Sting!
But listen, Tony C, I know you're going to be doing predictions on your own show, but I got to know who you picking for this match. I know this is like two of your boys in the ring.
Who? Sting and Triple H?
Yeah. Yeah.
What the hell?
What?
I mean, in the perfect world, Hogan to come out and pin both of them. But, you know, I'm going with Sting.
Wow. over your boy Triple H.
Over the King of Kings, the Cerebral Assassin.
But he doesn't care about his Mania record. If Triple H cared about Mania, he would have said he went over Taker at 17.
If Triple H cared about Mania, he'd be the champ right now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you look at his record, he's lost more times than he won.
I think Tony C's right.
He did beat Booker.
You're not switching your pick.
No, I'm sticking with Triple H. He's not losing four in a row.
All right,
I'm sticking with the Nature Boy.
All right. Don't switch your pick. Don't be a punk like Rage.
The Nature Boy says that Triple H is not going to lose four in a row.
Pick like Rage.
Don't punk out on me. It don't matter
now. I'm really excited about Triple H's intro. And I know,
yeah, he has some of the best.
I know. I'm probably going to get shit for this, but I'm excited for it.
Is he actually going to come out as the Terminator?
I don't know, but
that would be pretty cool.
But apparently,
he's going to walk through a portal. Like
I heard it's going to be. I heard it was epic. I heard like the movie company's involved in the whole nine yards.
Oh yeah,
I heard they were going to do something with Sting.
So if he's going to walk through a portal, can we get him back with long hair then?
Oh, you want the Jean-Paul Levesque to come out or terrorizing?
No, I want the Triple H hairdo.
He wants the McMahon Helmsley regime.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Now, if he was wrestling that Triple H would win. Because, you know, that's a dirty song.
Yeah, Triple H is going over if that were the case.
Yeah.
Man, Helmsley, Triple H.
I just pray we don't get the Hogan Triple H.
Nah. It wasn't that bad. Hogan Triple H wasn't that bad.
No, it was a pretty good match.
No, he went into that match going to put over Hogan.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Exactly.
I'm a Hogan mark, but there was no need for Hogan to have
there
that
was
title run.
There was a huge need for that. They brought him back for that reason. They're not going to bring him back just to fucking wrestle Triple H for no reason.
And he only had it for 30 days.
Yeah. It's whatever.
Him getting dragged through the arena was nice.
Yeah, well, it is what it is.
No, it wasn't, but it's okay.
Hogan no selling the choke slam when he lost.
Yeah, how many guys? Listen, and you want to make comparisons real quick. How many guys did Flair put over and didn't have to?
All of them.
Fucking Kerry Von Erich, he put over for Christ's sake.
Everybody except Luger.
Shawn Michaels.
Don't get me started with Luger. See, now you're bringing up old shit again. Now you're bringing up old shit, Tony C.
You brought it up.
You brought up fucking Luger. I didn't bring up Luger.
No, you brought up Flair.
You brought up Flexi.
Yeah, he put a lot of guys. Listen, if Luger wasn't a dick face backstage. If Luger wasn't an asshole in real life, he would have been.
Stinger!
He would have been the next Triple H. You know, but no. But, he's a big bag of douche.
Why was he all that? And as soon as Flair left, they gave him the ball.
Right, because they had nobody else at that time. Who else?
Yeah, Sting.
They didn't have Sting. Sting wasn't even. No way. Sting wasn't doing
that. Yeah, he was there.
He was there, but he wasn't. They gave Barry Windham
the Luger for the title.
They had to. They had no heels. They had no and you know I loved Luger as the heel when he was the champion. When he had a run with Sting and Barry Windham and Ron Simmons. That's my favorite Lex Luger. But come on, man. Let's be honest. You know Luger's a big dick bag behind the scenes. So
no. He should have won a title at 10, but we're not going to dwell on
that. We already spoke about that. That's old news, pal.
If Luger would have won the title at WrestleMania 10, he would have lost it to Brett or later in the night. So let's stop.
Hey, Tony C, whose bus was better, Lex Luger's or Ron Simmons?
You know Luger's bus was better, Ron. Yeah, we had a freaking cheese wagon.
Yeah, Ron had to order Ron parts for Black Achiever Awards, man.
That's right. He had a cheese wagon, a regular school bus.
But wasn't Ron driving the Lex Express?
No.
No.
He offered him the job and he declined.
No.
Yeah.
No, he didn't drive the Lex Express.
Tank, you sound a little bit like Rave. No, you mixed up.
fuck you, Tony.
He is starting to rub off.
Oh, not at my, don't do that in my house, man. What's wrong with you?
And just to let you know, Rage, Jeff Hardy was 0-6 at WrestleMania. Just saying.
0-6?
Rage is wearing his
at WrestleMania.
Rage is wearing his Jeff Hardy shirt.
He beat
today.
Matt Hardy at WrestleMania 25.
Is that his Jeff Hardy shirt or is that a Hardy Boy shirt?
Does that count, though, if you beat your own brother at WrestleMania?
Of course it does.
That was druggy on druggy.
That was the junkie versus junkie right match? There. The junkie-junkie Iron Man match?
Leave Jeff Hardy alone.
Wasn't that the pot on the pole match?
Pot on the pole. Don't bash the pot, dude.
But real talk, Tank, I'm sorry. Goldberg, no.
We all know. Fuck Goldberg.
Hey,
I like Goldberg.
I'm not a Roman, biggest Roman supporter, but I'll take him over Goldberg.
Baby Diesel.
Goldberg would.
All right, so Tony, so you gonna be on at 4 o'clock with the Knuckleheads?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, appreciate you taking my call.
All right, and you're sounding great, Tony.
You're sounding great, brother. Get some hot tea. Get some hot tea.
And some Luden's cough drops.
Some lozenges. Yeah,
and stay away from that pork.
Yeah. Tank's got the one liners today.
Ribs. I love the ribs.
And the ribs love you, Tony C.
And that's why you got Kermit the Frog.
All right. Tony C, we'll check you later, man.
All right, fellas.
All right.
Goldberg would gore the shit out of Roman Reigns.
Can we finish this fucking preview, please? Before motherfuckers are giving me agita. All right.
This show is still better.
Yeah, of course it is. Great. All right, here we go. Rocky IV death match. Rusev versus John Cena.
No, it's Rusev versus John Balboa.
John Balboa.
I'm going for Rocky Cena.
You taking Rocky Cena? How about you, Rage Man?
Oh God, give me Cena.
Give me Cena. Why?
It's just obvious he's gonna win.
It's obvious. All right, Dave. Why are you picking Cena for the win?
I think it's a bit obvious, but I think Rusev's had his run. It's not completely over, but I think, you know, he's got to lose, you know, for the stories to get a bit more interesting.
How about you, big man? What do you think?
Rocky Balboa, John Cena over Rusev.
Wait.
The spinner belt comes back on Monday night.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know what? I'm going to change I'm going to pull Rage.
Come on, Rage. I mean, Dave. Come on now.
Come on, Mega Rage.
Mega Rage. new show.
I'm gonna go with Rusev.
I want Rusev, but I don't want... I know Cena's going to win, but I want Rusev to win.
I think this is going to be one of the WrestleMania swerves that we...
Yeah? I hope you're right, dude. I'm picking Cena, but I hope you're right.
Yeah.
Let's just hope we don't get one of them. When he wins the title, he yells out, Nikki!
I kill Cena.
I don't know about that.
I kill Cena.
I must break you.
I must break
you. Mother bitch.
I just want to see Lana's dress.
Oh, my God. That shit is going to be... She's smoking hot, dude.
Anybody that talks shit about Lana is a fucking idiot. Oh my god!
As my grandpa used to say, she's a looker.
She is a fucking.
She's the bee's knees.
She is the bee's knees.
She is a hot.
And Stephanie are my Lana. AJ and Paige.
No, she's not as hot as either one of them. No.
Yeah, keep smoking.
All right, do we care about the Bellas versus AJ?
Of course we do.
Do we really?
Have to?
Of course I do.
It's a broads match.
All right,
it's piss break number two.
Piss break number one for Phil. Go ahead, Rage. You like these bimbos more than everybody else in the
room. Hey, they're not bimbos.
Okay,
educated women.
Give me the sexier two of the four.
He means the Bellas.
Give me Paige and AJ. Give me my two. Oh, God.
All right, Tank.
Oh, God, yes.
Well, I'm going to stick with the team of Nikki Luga and Brie Danielson.
And Brie Danielson.
Brie Danielson.
How about you, Mega Powers?
I'm picking the Bellas.
I'm picking the Bellas, too. I don't care. I'm just picking somebody because I hate Luger or something. You guys know how.
This should be a freaking fatal four-way for the Divas match. Title. There's no reason why this belt shouldn't have been defended.
That's the first good point you had all day, my friend.
Good point. I had a plenty.
I don't know about that, but
whole day went by and he only got
one
good point.
Don't pull a double
A. Well, he tries.
Dude, the boss had to call in and scold you, man. What's up with that?
Don't pull a double A. Man.
The boss had to call in and scold
you. He does it all the time. He does it. He just does it to do
not
it.
Not on my show, he does it.
He just does
when
it
you're
to
on, when
do
you're
it.
On my show, he doesn't call in and
this
scold
is,
you.
This is the first time I actually think he called into your show and scolded somebody.
No, maybe.
He didn't scold you or Dave.
No.
He's called into the show.
He's called in, but he's never scolded anybody.
Double A just does it to do it. He just if it makes him feel good, whatever.
Yes, Wario, you missed it, buddy. We'll get it up on TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com in a couple hours and RantDM Radio as well. All right. Let's see. They should change to a fatal four-way. That's a good point, though. I agree. It's WrestleMania. Every fucking belt should be defended.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't they normally have a broads tag team match?
At
WrestleMania?
But a belt needs to be defended.
Needs to be all the broads. All
right.
Division.
Night of Champions should not be the only pay-per-view where all the belts are on
I agree.
Line.
I agree.
They should have made this match
because they dropped that stupid storyline of sister versus sister.
Yeah.
That's how. That's the match that should be on his pay-per-view.
Okay.
I agree with that.
That's a fair point. Randy Orton versus Seth Rollins.
Rollins.
Break number three.
Really? You don't lean on it to this match?
Hell no.
It's going to be a good match, man.
Yeah, I think
so. All right, so are you going to pick anybody, Piss Break, or are you going to?
I'll pick Orton, I guess.
You pick Orton, Mega Powers?
Rollins. I think, as beloved as Randy Orton is, I think, the fans are tired of him. And this is kind of going to be his passing of the torch to Rollins.
T-Dizzle?
Orton? Orton, because he loses this match and then goes...
And cashes in.
Against
Tommy and I are thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Tommy and I are thinking the same thing.
The man's had it for so long. Like, if Rollins... If Reigns gets the win, I could totally see Rollins.
But here's another point. In. Do you think there's a swerve tonight where they put the Money in the Bank case on again, on the line versus these?
No.
They're not doing that.
I could see Rollins cashing it in tonight if he loses this match to Randy Orton.
If Brock wins, Seth is dead.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Oh, Seth is dead. Yes, he
all right.
Is.
So, do we have any more matches besides the main event? No. Nope. That brings us to our main event. The World Heavyweight Championship will be defended.
We don't know if this is the main event or not.
Well,
I think it will be.
They might make Triple H
Sting. Okay,
I'm
sorry. It's the World Heavyweight Championship title match. It won't be. We don't know if it's the main event. Champion Brock Lesnar against Roman Reigns.
Boop.
All right, so Tank, give me your backstory. How are we looking here?
Well, since Brock signed for 3 more years, I was gonna pick Baby Diesel.
Baby Diesel.
But since Brock is signed for another 3 years, I'm gonna pick Brock.
So you're thinking the contract has a lot to do with the decision of the match?
Yes, and I think he's got more dates signed in this contract than he did in any other contract.
Okay.
I think he might be coming back full time with that speech that he had on Sports Nation and Sports Center.
Okay, Rage.
I have a ton of different scenarios with this, but the one
I'm sure you do. But
let's pick one and stick to it.
Let's get your winner. Let's get why
the winner is going to be Brock Lesnar for the exact reason that Tank brought up. I don't think he's dropping this. Not tonight.
Okay, that's fair. Mega Powers?
I'm going for the same thing. Plus, I think if Brock loses this match, it's going to kind of hurt his image as it did when he first came back.
Yeah.
And, the fans were already booing Reigns last night, so I can kind of see that happening tonight. And
Get Heyman turning?
It's a good question.
Good question.
If Brock wins, I don't see that happening.
Let me ask this question before I give my prediction. If you mentioned Roman Reigns a lot getting booed, everybody's talking about it this whole show. Let's say hypothetically, Cena loses, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Because everybody thinks he's like everybody thinks that Roman Reigns is the next Cena, right?
Yeah.
Is that what everybody's opinion is so far? Okay.
Yeah.
So if Cena loses, does that affect the crowd for Roman Reigns?
No.
I don't think so.
No, not at all.
I'm not saying this year. I'm talking about the crowd.
Roman Reigns will get over in time, but I think, for him to lose a match like this would probably work towards Reigns' character.
Towards a U.S. title?
Shows more sympathy towards, Reigns' like climb to the top.
Mm-hmm.
Because if everything's just handed to the guy, fans aren't going to like that,
And do we get a Rock running?
No.
They want that for WrestleMania 31.
If he wasn't at the the Hall of Fame, so.
No. I'm going to take Brock Lesnar. I'm hoping that the Money in the Bank does get cashed in either way. We've seen a Money in the Bank winner cash in and lose. That can happen also.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'll tell you right now. You want to talk about Brock Lesnar staying. Brock can not only win tonight, but Seth can cash in and still lose.
Uh-huh.
And then Brock is like mega heel over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But everybody forgets Lesnar can actually wrestle.
That's what I'm saying, dude. If you're gonna keep him for the long haul and stretch this out, that's a possibility.
Keep him
champ. It would be nice.
If
Reigns wins, I think Seth is definitely cashing in.
I think Seth cashes in regardless. It would make more sense though, Rage.
Depends on how the match goes.
Yeah, it would make more sense if Rollins cash in with Reigns winning.
Yeah.
True? Am I in agreement with that? I mean,
well, if it's a really, like, you know, down and out kind of fight, for Rollins to cash in for any of them, it would make sense.
Yeah,
it's gonna happen. He has to do it but before June or July, right?
Yeah, and that's what I'm.
So it's coming up.
This. I'm expecting
we're getting down to the wire. All
right. Well,
I'm expecting this to be a fight.
All right. I expect it to be a good match. I'm sorry. I don't dislike Roman Reigns.
Uh huh.
I think, you know,
I don't dislike him either. But I think it's just kind of you know, after Mania last year, you know, a lot of fans wanted to see newer guys come in. But I think at the same time, you know, fans, you know, don't want them to be, you know, all up in the main event and taking, you know, spots that, you know, that they really haven't earned. Because, you know, at the end of the day, they're great wrestlers. But, you know, the fans got to, like, you know, they have to earn a trust with the fans that, you know, that these guys can deliver top-notch main events that are, you know, of WWE standard. Granted, you know, we don't always want to see Cena or Orton, and, you know, that shtick is getting old. But at the same time, you know, the new guys, you know, have to have those kind of top quality main events that people want to tune in for as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, kids. It's almost time for us to wrap it up. We're going to take some calls. You guys want to call in 718-878-6394. Want to add us on Skype. It's one word, throwbacks and awfulness. Chime in. Let's hear your predictions. Let's hear your rants. Let's hear all your nonsense for WrestleMania 31. You know, it's... Again, on paper, it doesn't look like a whole hell of a lot. On paper, it doesn't look like it's the star power that you, or the star booking, I should say. But I think this has the makings of being a decent card. The last couple of years anyway, I've embraced WrestleMania like that just because of what's around me, like you guys coming over. Having a soiree or talking about it on a rant or Shining Wizards Network. I think the hype around it now is more than it you know, it's, I think it's cool that we have this outlet. I'm more excited about the day, the week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even if the card is shit tonight,
I think it'll work out.
It might hold up.
Yeah.
The last shit WrestleMania had a fantastic Raw the next day. So at least we have that to look forward to tomorrow night this card shits the bed. Am I in agreements with that? Or?
Absolutely.
You are right.
All right.
They have the international crowd who's going to make Raw good.
I think...
Fans, the wrestlers feed off of, you know, the fans' energy. So that's going to really help out.
Yeah.
As opposed to just those silent Raws.
Let's just hope the Levi Stadium crowd's not a Newark crowd.
Listen, that crowd was awesome 2 years ago.
Rage giving stink face.
It might have been awesome
2 years
ago, but the last time they were at Newark, shit the bed.
Get the hell out of here. It just, listen, it's not... It's... I'm not even... The crowd to me anymore is no longer a factor. It's not like it used to be. Fans are smarter now. Or stupid smart, I should say. You're smart to the business now, but you're stupid because you don't know what the fuck you're rooting for.
And you don't know what kind of... A lot of them don't know what they're spitting out.
Exactly.
They're just regurgitating stuff that they read, and that's really about
it.
This
is no knock on your era, mm-hmm. but I think it's just a shame that the younger fan doesn't appreciate the aspect... Or I should say the art
of wrestling,
the bigger picture.
Yeah, you got into that last night.
I did, and that was the legacy of Vince McMahon, and that's his Vince McMahon's legacy is WrestleMania 1.
Yeah.
Okay. 30 years later, people are still talking about it now on a bigger scale.
Yeah.
Don't you mean 31 years later?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You big dummy.
Yeah, 31 years later. But I the fans to me can, you know, as Hulk Hogan can say, go to hell. I don't care.
They can stick it.
Listen, you know why I'm going next year? For two reasons. One, for family vacation. Two, it's going to be the biggest crowd they've ever had. And I want to be
maybe.
Dude, they're going to break 100,000.
They're going to do 100,000.
I don't think so.
I see them doing 113,000.
No, no.
It's not
I
that
can't
big.
See it happening.
No, the most you can have in there is like 105.
Wait, what about this arena? Seats. How many people can they fit in this arena?
80? Yeah. They're predicting 75,000.
Well, we'll find out.
All right, we'll find out.
It's not Ford Field.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Can't blame everything on the Attitude Era, Pastor.
I don't want to. You know what? You could.
It is the Attitude Era.
It is the Attitude Era, though. If you think about it,
it is their fault.
They set, because the Attitude Era set the standard for crowds with the chants and the signs and the excitement, and then here comes the PG era, and it's like
the opposite.
Fucking half asleep. You know, like you mentioned Newark, that last crowd in Jersey was awesome.
You damn right, it was awesome.
All Star Game did 107,000 people. Mr. X is saying. Okay, I thought they did. I read 105.
Final Four was like,
and he's a Cowboys fan, so he would know the stadium. So, I stand corrected, Mr. X. Thank you.
Yeah, Tony, she should know too.
Well, yeah, but anyway,
we'll see if WrestleMania 32 can do it.
I hope WrestleMania 2 comes correct. I'll be reporting from there next year. Hopefully, you will too.
There's Jordan.
Jordan Cobb, welcome, Jordan Cobb. Next week, wrestling. I'm not wrestling. I'm sorry. What are you reading? Comic book shows next week. Same bad time. Same bad channel. Cheap plug. All right, we got less than about 8-9 minutes left before we give it over to the rant guys.
Come on, Tone, call in. I know you want to.
No, he just called. He called. Who are you
calling? Hey, talking about call? Big Tone.
Oh Christ! No, please don't beat yourself
trying to
up.
Fire shots.
Yeah, let's erase the hate today. All right. it's a good day. It's WrestleMania Sunday.
Hey, Pastor, we need a WrestleMania blessing. Come on, call in.
Yeah, call in for God's sake.
So we're not playing the theme unless he calls in, right?
No, he can. We will never play
nah,
the
play
AMM
it,
theme.
We might get him to actually call in.
No,
if Pastor calls in, then we get an AMM theme.
All right, guys, let's get some closing thoughts as we're approaching the. Let's get the time clock up here. We are 3 hours and about less than 10 minutes away from WrestleMania 31. Correct myself there. So let's get some final thoughts. Rage, let me get some of your final thoughts about the pay-per-view in general.
I think this is going to be a halfway decent show. That's pretty much it. I mean, I'm not really expecting a whole lot. I'm not expecting a super surprise, but to me it's not about the show itself. It's just about hanging around with folks talking wrestling. Like I said before, it's a celebration of wrestling, so we should treat it as such. So that's it.
Tank.
Well, considering I'm on Turnbuckle Throwbacks, I can't plug the show. So I'm with Rage on this. I think it should be a good show. I also think that the listeners should buy Turnbuckle Throwback tees.
at prowrestlingtees.com/. Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
Thank you. Thank you. You don't have to sell t-shirts today. It's a special.
We always got a cheap pop the shirts. Come on.
You don't have the cheap pop. I appreciate it, though, but it's not necessary.
If you don't buy the shirts, there might be no free Turnbuckle Throwbacks anymore.
Buy the shirt.
Hey, and AA, let's get some rant t-shirts.
Yeah, man.
We need a Tony C shirt. That's what we need.
Well, we're getting the IWO shirt, so that's as close as we're going to get for Tony C. Let's see. Mr. X is saying 108,713 was the official number for the All-Star game.
Yeah, they're going to break that.
They might break that. Here we go.
Oh, we got a call. Who's this?
We got a caller. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, good evening. Hello. Hello, 314, you're on the air.
Hello.
It's your quarter.
Call from payphone.
What's 314 area code? Anybody know off the hand?
I don't know.
It ain't Newark.
All right, 314. All right, well, 314, call back. So
it's not a Canadian area code, is it?
We love Canada.
We love Canada, she says. What's 314?
Let's see.
I think that's Missouri.
Okay, good. AA's working on t-shirts, guys.
There you go.
So, Ben, buy Turnbuckle Throwback shirts. Buy Rant EM Radio shirts when they get them.
Pretty soon,
come
Rage.
On, support the network.
Missouri.
Pretty soon, Rage.
Missouri.
Is that Mr.
I
X?
I knew it.
That's Pasta.
He's calling. Wait, is that him?
We got an 870 number.
Oh, hold on a minute. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, good evening.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
No, I'm just enjoying the show. I think I'll just throw my hand real quick. I think I'm expecting. I'm kind of like rant of rage. I mean, I'm kind of expecting at least a halfway decent show with Mania this year. I mean, I'm not as terribly excited. I should say as I was about 30 last year.
Is this Jordan?
Yeah, it's Jordan.
Yeah. It's Sean without introductions.
No, we just knew it was you. That's why we didn't say, "Hey, Jordan's calling in." Sorry.
Oh, so it's Jordan Ween.
No, it's Jordan. Not Jordan Ween, you big tool.
It's Michael Jordan.
It's Michael Jordan. No, it's Jordan Cobb from Wrestling Colon. No. I mean,
what are you reading?
He's a Batman.
No, Michael Jordan. I was the star of your childhood's favorite Space Jam.
Space Jam. There you go.
By the way, the culpability of that movie is just outstanding.
All right, well, finish your point. We'll talk about Space Jam on your show.
I think Mania this year will be at least a halfway decent show. I mean, I'm expecting some good stuff. Like, honestly, this is the first time I've been this excited. I mean, I've honestly been excited to see a Randy Orton match with him going up against Seth Rollins, because I think that would be a possible show stealer. And I'm honestly looking forward to the ladder match. And I still say, I've been having a solid week. Rollins is going to cash it in. It doesn't matter who wins the main event. Rollins is going to cash it in.
Okay. Very good. All right, so you're excited then? You're excited for Mania?
Yeah. I'm always looking forward to wrestling.
See, that's what I'm talking about, man. You should, if you're a good wrestling fan, you should always be excited for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
No matter how bad or how good it is.
I'm just more excited.
Well, yeah, exactly.
All right.
It's the biggest thing all year.
All right, Jordan, we'll let you go, man. Thanks for calling in.
No problem.
All right, we'll see you soon. Have fun. All right. 314, you're on the air.
Somebody say call in for God's sake.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. What's up, Pastor?
What's up, my brother?
Talk to me, man. How you been?
I'm all right. I rushed service today, honestly. That's a true statement.
Yeah, Palm Sunday was big in my church today, man. We had a very nice showing for that.
Yeah, we showed out, but I couldn't show. They knew what time it was.
Yeah, man. So what's going on? You excited for Mania or what?
Yeah, you, man. I mean, card-wise or not, I'm always excited. I'm going to do it. I'm going to take Megapod's advice. I'll be praying for a good show.
Yeah.
There you go, man. There you go.
No burying tonight. Any burials unless it's Bray.
That's it.
Hmm.
And yes, folks, Pastor Sidell is live.
That's right. Pastor Sid's in the building.
Finally.
Yeah.
Psycho Sidell.
Oh my God.
But
I don't yell out my promos.
But Pastor, honestly, and I just said this to Jordan, if you're a good wrestling fan, shouldn't you always be excited for Mania?
It's our Super Bowl. It's our World Series. This is it.
That's it, man. See what I'm saying?
Without WrestleMania, we don't have all the other good stuff that we got.
That's right.
And for $9.99.
$9.99, that's right.
Tony says, he says the pastor's a Baby Diesel supporter.
Yeah, you like Roman Reigns. You're a Reigns guy, right?
I like Reigns, only because it's early. I mean, I like Reigns, I just don't like him in that spot. Not yet.
That's awesome.
I think he's a hot tag guy.
Yeah, well,
and, but I like his new. I'm fine with the fact that he's new, so I'm with it.
Something new and fresh, and hopefully they can, you know, maybe they'll write him better, you know?
I thought this was what we were all complaining about last year, and then that's what I'm saying,
dude. Nobody's ever satisfied, man. You gotta look at the bigger picture here.
Hey, man, the guy needs some experience under his belt.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get a WrestleMania prayer in before it's too late.
Yeah, Pastor, come on, man. Lead us into prayer. Give us a good blessing for a good card tonight.
Dear Lord. Like that, man, makes it go a little faster.
Do
it, man.
You do you, man. You do you.
However you do it,
however you do
it,
you do it. Do you?
I would like us to have a fun, exciting evening. Everybody stay and remain safe in the ring, out of the ring, backstage, and at home. Cover us on the highways and byways while we get to our appropriate destinations. Keep our home safe and sound. Lord, keep the cable on. No rain if you got satellite. That's pretty much it.
Thank you so much.
I feel that.
Let me close in the right way. In the name of Jesus, amen.
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 Amen. Good looking out, Pastor. Thank you so much for calling.
Let me give a disclosure before I close so everybody get on me.
Go ahead.
I'm not pushing any belief on anybody.
No, of course not, man. You're just doing me a service, brother. You're doing me and Dave a service. You're doing the network a service. That's it.
We're all here to have fun.
And ain't nobody pushing anybody's beliefs on anybody. This is just a good blessing for a good night, a good card, friends, family, and the food smells delicious downstairs. So we're going to say, I won't make these knuckleheads say grace, but I'll say grace.
So and generally.
And you're the
reason.
Good.
I can.
All right.
You're the resident chaplain of ranting and radio anyway.
Yeah, you're the rant chaplain, man. You know, once in a while, you gotta put us in place, man. It's all good.
All right, let me get serious, man. Dear Lord, we ask that you bless the hands of the preparers. That's all the food that we're about to eat, Lord, for the nourishment of our bodies, Lord. In Christ's sake, amen.
Amen. Pastor, thanks for calling in, brother. We'll talk to you later on.
Amen.
All right, I'll talk to y'all on the show.
All right, be good, man.
Peace.
That was awesome.
Finally.
All right, let's get the hell out of here, man.
You can all thank Tank for that.
Thanks, Tank. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Thank you, Tommy. Thank you, Rage, for hanging out with us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
This is it, man. This is it. We're very close. How long we got now? Let's see. 3 hours. About 3 hours and 1 minute to WrestleMania 31. So, good night, kids. The rant's coming up next. Enjoy WrestleMania. Dave and I'll be back on Wednesday, April 1st.
Yeah, we got a guest, my buddy Zach Evanesh from the Underground Strength Gym, who I did the Warrior University with.
That's right.
Going to hear some stories about that.
Word. Good night, kids.
Peace.